Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
everyone. This is Carly. It's Daytime After Dark. I'm on air for the next 2 hours, probably 5, going overtime. I can see that happening. The reason why I played the intro and then Not Ready to Make Nice. Okay. The reason why I played that song tonight, because sometimes I'm not ready to make nice with some people, and, you know, I'm never going to be the nice Carly with Dave Sammers. I'm sorry, I can't. I don't think I can be nice to people like Bathson Carly 24/7. Oh, Bathson Spinario, just Bathson anything. Silo, we will get to that. Silo's here. Yay! See, Silo's here. I think Kathleen's on the line. I don't have a co-host tonight. I'm running solo. Christy is going to call in if, you know, she wants to, you know, not make Carly upset. Terry's, I think, taking a nap because she's, like, overworked this week. So, you guys would just, you know, have to deal with me for 2 hours, which isn't the worst thing in the whole wide world, you know. I think you'd rather listen to me than stay on the call any day. I kill me. Okay, I'm bringing calls on. Just remember, let's be nice. Let's not talk over each other, because I don't want to sound like the View on drugs. And, and no, Carly bashing, but if you don't like the character, I can understand it. But just be a little nice to her, just for me, people, because it's Friday. Righty, I am bringing 7A1 on, and the calls, if you want to get on the air, just press in your number. Hello.
Hi, Carly, it's Kathy.
Hey, yay! See, all right in the room, Silo's in the room, and you on the phone. Silo, you better be calling in, too. And you, too, Melody, you need to call in, people. And welcome to all the guests in the room. There are all, like, a couple of guests. Hi, Cindy. Hi, Brandy. Melody, we do sound like the View on drugs sometimes. I mean, you know how we all get, and, you know, it's crazy, but, you know, we do get that way. And I just want to say, Silo, call in, for I can agree with you about the Sam baby was, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm not worried about this little spawn, you know what,
it's
you
so
know,
boring.
I don't.
It's what? So boring.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And you know what? When you out Jason as the father, first of all, oh, yeah, that's a really gripping storyline. Oh, you know, it's not done. No. It's stupid.
I felt bad. Passed out. He passed out today, right? I felt bad, but at least he got off the couch. I mean, it's just on that couch constantly with her. They just sit on the couch. It's terrible, really bad.
Yeah, exactly. 859, I believe this is Silo. Hey, Silo, you came up twice on the Swiss board.
Well, I disconnected the first call, so I don't know what happened. Probably me.
Hi, Silo.
Hi. And I just want to say, you guys, what I'm about to say, I hope it doesn't offend people. God, I'd be like, but no, on Monday episode, God, breaking news, freaking breaking news. I don't know if you guys heard, but about that two little boys and, you know, the dad killed them with him. So it happened here. Of all places, people didn't really have to. I mean, it's so sad. It's so gripping. You know, I keep telling myself, stop washing the cupboards. Stop washing them. But it had me so, you know, so heartbroken. But, like, I was washing everything on him this week because, you know, I just want to say, Abel, what father decides to do that to you little boys and say that you love them? I'm sorry, but it's been, like, breaking news here all week. So I had to record on Subnet Monday night. So I'm just saying, Subnet, you should not go away. You're leaving the airwaves makes Carly want to be really pissed off at you, because we live in Breaking News County, and, you know, out of everyone, I think they should never break into the soaps. They should, you know, break in doing basketball or something that the guys love. Just for a couple of weeks and just see how the guys love it.
They break into Oz for, they break into Oz for something stupid, too. That's what gets me mad, some little thing. Sometimes sometimes it's just, not that this is bad, but it's a terrible
thing. Well, yeah, I mean, that is bad.
Sometimes
it's a
fire.
Sometimes it's a fire.
I mean, the fire is a terrible thing, but we don't have to have the show broken into because there's a house on fire.
That's what happened on Sunday. The Super Bowl here got interrupted for like 5 minutes. It wasn't long, but I couldn't understand why it got interrupted. And I'm like, I was enjoying the Super Bowl, but I'm like, okay, guys, now you see what we have to go through on a 24-hour, you know, basis. Oh, and we have another caller, a block number. Hello? Okay, yeah, turn down your volume, block caller.
Well, we have to go through.
Okay, that is freaky.
I wonder if
voice.
She stepped away. She might have stepped away.
Hi, you're male.
Hey, Carly, this is Alva.
Hi, Alva. Okay, Alva. Are you calling from work?
No, I'm calling from home. When I call your show, I don't work because during this time I'm too busy. I can't call you at this time.
Okay. Well, you call into my little co-conspirio, so Christy. Oh, by the way, you guys, there are no raids on my deal tonight. I don't know if everyone got the email. It will resume next week because Christy is at Target or Walmart getting the Twilight thingy. So
yeah,
I got
an email.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a comment about this JFAM spawn. Okay, you know, when they announced, oh, you know, Jason is the father. But you know what? Kelly didn't really say that.
Exactly.
She said this baby has genetic markers.
Yep.
But she did not say this is 99.9% Jason's baby.
Yep.
See, people are not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean,
so I'm saying anybody in your family can have genetic markers.
Yep, and that's what I was going to say tonight, because I did a little research, you know, at 4 o'clock in the morning. I know I should be in bed at 4, but you know, and I'm sorry, but this is such a gripping storyline to out the father so quickly. Oh, really? Have you on pin the news, really? Okay, you know, if you're going to do Who's the Daddy storyline, do it right like Days of a Life when, you know, you do not know who the fucking father's kid, my friend, for 5 years. If you really want a gripping storyline, even 5 years is too long. But, you know, that is, you know, I mean, yeah, you're right, Alva. You're totally right about what you said, genetic markers. Oh, and Silo, I loved what you said. I hate Zay, Sam, the rains are in the toilet. Yeah, they are. And I still want to know, you know, I don't think the resolution of whatever they are calling it is going to last. I don't. Because if you have to pay, you know, for someone to go wash your show $30, come on. That means your show sucks, people. So, yeah, does anyone know what the ratings are for this week? So, Melody, you're more responsible than I am. So did you look at the at the waiting? Oh, and you guys, I'm so sorry for you guys in the chat room. And and the 213, I mean the two block, the two calls when you want to say something, this proof, one of, but no, I agree with Alva. I agree with Alva on that, because it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense whatsoever.
And do you really think that they saw the same video? I mean,
to be honest,
they never showed, what they saw, but, for now, see, I don't think they saw the same video, because Jason says, I seen it, he said something about, well, the rape didn't really happen, because it's my baby.
Oh, he,
so,
you know what, I'm sorry.
He said that?
I'm sorry.
I think he said
something
like that. I may be mistaken, but, they were saying he was, I may have heard the wrong thing, but I thought about the rape that, you don't have to worry about it. It probably didn't happen because, the baby is mine.
You know what? I'm sorry, and how should I say this in a nice way without getting him meal in the morning? Okay, I figured it out, and if you guys hate what I'm about to say, I'm sorry, but come on. Come on, for Christ's sake. Okay, this because she wasn't so-called raped, which I don't think that con woman was raped at all. I'm sorry. I don't think that slut of herself was raped. Okay, come on, people. She was so afraid of, what's going to call it, Manny. She was so afraid of Manny. And a little Diego, but she left Franco go. That one time, but now I'm afraid of him and he raped me? Oh, come on, Sam. Come on, you can do a little better than that.
I thought it was hysterical that when they got home, Sam decides to go upstairs to change.
Yeah.
And Jason makes her this healthy dinner, and he just about collapses, and she comes down with the black tank top with the cleavage hanging out again, and which she doesn't look any different, so I don't know. Maybe that's all she's got in her wardrobe.
Not too.
But I
love
her. And then she
left
to go see Alexis and her sister to tell them about the baby, and here I heard Jason passed out, fell on the floor with a really major attack. Now, my cable was out, so I didn't get to see any of it. I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
Okay, who's your cable provider so I can call and yell at them on your behalf?
DirecTV.
Okay,
Direct
I'm calling
cable,
Direct.
Yes. They're a
bad DirecTV, see? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
Did Jason go to the hospital?
She took her time.
No,
she hasn't called
I fast forwarded. I fast forwarded.
Wait. What?
Oh, she
sorry.
Didn't call. She hasn't called yet. She's like, Jason, are you okay? Jason,
Jesus.
She's saying Jason about four times.
Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew it.
I'm saying call 911.
I mean, really.
Okay.
If you saw your husband laying on the floor, what's to say? I mean, you would call his name, but what would you do? You wouldn't keep calling his name. You would get up and call somebody because you know he's been sick. Why
would
you
know
he has something wrong with
him?
Stay there and call his name.
She's
going to call 911.
She's got her head up her butt because of this baby crap.
I love when Tyler gets feisty.
She's so stupid.
And I'm just saying, if Spinelli didn't fucking move out for Maxie, he would have been there and he would have saved his stone cold. Oh, if Carly was there, Carly would call 911 before, she would see her best friend on the floor lying. She would
Maxie,
like, call 911, sorry.
Wait, Carly, go
speaking
ahead.
Speaking of Maxie, what the hell with Matt and her today? I was about ready to shoot them both.
I know.
Okay, and may I say something again on the subject? I get Maxie and Kate mixed up. I mean, I know who they are. I'm not saying that. But they look so, I mean, they look similar, but sometimes when I'm not, like, really paying attention, I'm like,
what the hell
Kate?
With Kate?
Yeah.
She looks like she's an alter state now. With
I think she has two personalities.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's up with her?
Two personalities. Jeez, she has two personalities.
We need one more person
on this canvas.
What about the bloody dress?
Yeah, that's what it is. She has two personalities. So now she's, you know, she's slut Connie and sophisticated Kate.
Well, I can't stand either one.
Oh, my God. I know. Yes. You know what? And I will just say that I loved Megan Ward when Megan Ward was in the freaking wall.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too. Yeah. I did too.
You know, that's what, you know, but this one, okay, can you, okay, I remember an episode of L.A. Law where that bad, busy woman that, you know, during the practice got out and she fell by the elevator and died. So, okay, so maybe, you know, maybe that's how some people, you know, should die on general hospitals, go down the elevator shaft. Okay, I'm going to behave now.
I got to ask a question.
So,
I heard Cardinal Labate's writing starts Monday. Has anybody heard that also?
Someone told me it started last week.
Well,
it couldn't have. I hope it didn't last week.
No, but wait, okay.
Someone told me I remember this.
Okay, let me try and get my brain back on. I thought I heard it start last week because I thought it started like a few, like 2 days into January. I might be wrong, so Melody.
No,
can you
I
call
mean
in
he a- came on the canvas, but his writing starts.
Oh,
that's good.
Oh, bad. I heard this week.
I told someone on Twitter last week. I said, someone said how that he started last week, and I said no. I said
no.
It hasn't started yet, and she said that's what everyone on Twitter said. It started one day last week, and that's what someone on Twitter wrote back to me, and I felt like a jerk because I had written to her that it didn't start yet, and she said no. Everybody said it already started, so I felt kind of funny.
Oh, you guys, we have a phone call. Another one. 773, you on the air?
Hello, everybody. This is August Fresh. Hey.
Hey, welcome to the party.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
I don't think it started yet.
Everybody good is on tonight.
You know, I don't think they total stories have started. I think they have tweaked some of GW stuff, but I don't think their stories have started.
Correct. Mm.
You know what? I get so confused, you guys, because you know I haven't been on To-Do mess this week. I just didn't want to deal with To-Do this week. I just didn't. But
Calabati was on Wednesday night. He was looking for tweets. He was tweeting Wednesday night for a long time. And did anyone see him?
No.
Damn.
I don't go on Twitter hardly ever.
Well, he was tweeting.
I know. I never see you, Silo Cafe, and I have other late night hides and goodbye at night sometimes. But, Silo, you're not on there.
What was he saying, Kathy?
Well, he was tweeting that he had good meetings with, and he named the people he had meetings with, and they were all guys. And he named Brendan Barish. He named Jason, Steve Burton. He said
he named my husband.
He named your husband, Bradford Anderson.
Good.
He said, and the wonderful Tony Geary. So he met with him. He said he said a good thing about Anthony Geary. He said in the marvelous or the wonderful or the whatever he said about him. And he said, who else did he say? It was a load of all guys. Guess who else he said, Carly?
Who?
Sean Blackmore.
All right.
Yes. He said him.
All right. He said, and he was, he, but he was doing one-liners, like, you know, his tweets.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing,
well,
I had, He said, I had a wonderful meeting today with Brandon Barish, Bradford Anderson, the wonderful Tony Geary. Then a little while later, he would say, and I also met with, and then he would name a few more names, but it was all the guys. I didn't see Maurice Bernard. I didn't see...
No, but he's already talked to him, I heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Oh, by the way, the wonderful host of Vazon Radio, who's abandoning me tonight, is on the phone.
Hi, everyone. Are you having fun in Walmart?
Target.
Oh, Target.
I do. Which one are you? Where are you? I forgot which one
I'm
you were
Washington.
At. So, do
you
we have you?
I have a really bad connection in the store. I don't know.
Was it Target or Walmart? I forget.
It's Target.
Oh, okay.
Target, okay.
You were right.
I wasn't sure.
And we have another call. You're 732, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I have never called in. This is the first time I'm ever calling in. But I just had a comment about the rating.
Oh, no.
I had noticed that General Hospital the beginning of this week, they're already giving him credits in the opening. And my train of thought on this is the rating has already started because I think next week is when Robin is supposed to get killed off. And he had mentioned that he rewrote a portion of it but left the story as was. So this is what's making me think he may already be doing the writing.
Oh, Christy, you're
right.
Back on the air. But Nicole, what is your name? And welcome to the party. Welcome to the craziness. But we are all
Thank you. Nice people
here.
I know. I'm normally on, like, different I haven't been on message boards in years, but I used to go by Sammy Mammy.
Okay.
I remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Were you on soap.com?
Where?
Did you used to come on soap.com or SoapNet?
I did. SoapNet, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. I used to be on Soap. I love SoapNet. I miss that board so much.
Yes, I quite a few years
I'm
ago.
I'm
going to
freaking miss SoapNet when it goes off, people. Yes. No, welcome. Feel free to jump in at any time. We are like The View here. Sometimes we might sound like The View on drugs, but that's okay. thank you for calling in and letting us know about because, you know, I'm wondering about the opening. I wonder if they are going to change the opening because if you guys haven't noticed, Lexi Ainsworth is still in the opening.
I know she is. I see that, yeah.
I think they're going to wait till they clear all the people they're getting rid of, and then they'll change it when everything settles down.
And they have
to
add
new people in.
And they have to add Michael Easton.
Yes. Oh, my God. I can't wait for him.
I can't either.
Oh, me neither. I love him. I can't wait
for him. I do, too. Another good-looking man on screen. All right.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait.
That isn't attached to Sam's.
He's going to have to carry the load. Sorry, but he's going to have to pick Sam Houston's ass up and carry her. Sorry.
Christy, you're back on.
Thanks. I'm sorry. The reception here is horrible, so I might
it's
drop
okay.
the call
it's,
again.
But yeah. It's okay. Because I was watching the opening the other day this because I didn't want to pause the TV for a second. And I'm, like, watching the opening. And I'm sorry, they need a new, fresh opening, in my opinion.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sick of this next to Lucky. I really am. I'm sick of that.
Yeah. I'm sick of Lucky. I'm sick of seeing Sam up front. Put her to the very last.
I agree.
The canvas would even be better.
Yeah, I would love that. I would say, bye, chemo. Don't let the ass hit you in the dough. Sorry.
They have to add Michael Easton because he's going to be here 6 months. They have to add Kristen. Allison, because she's going to be there for a while.
Three is.
The others are coming and going, so it won't be a big thing.
Yeah, but, you know, one thing I like about Days of Our Life, but I wish, you know, they're opening, and maybe I'm wrong, whoever they want to date Moses, but they've always had the same opening without the cast on there, right? Just the hourglass.
Yeah.
And McDonald's.
Yeah,
Perry.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love it too.
If they sing there, I will probably start crying because that is a really good opening. But Ryan Arnold's opening is good.
Yeah,
but
they
I don't
keep
think
it very
they,
generic.
I
yeah,
think they
but
tried
I don't,
to change days a few years ago, and too many fans complained, and they went back to the old opening.
Oh, really? Okay, because,
yeah.
I don't remember that.
They didn't change, they didn't change it completely, but they altered it. It was a new voice, and
but,
the fans went crazy
you know,
that they wanted the old.
Carrie back.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm like Bolton.
I miss him. I do miss Dr.
Well, yeah,
Tom.
But he's, you know, they're old. I mean, that's like I miss Anna all the time on GH because I loved her as Lila.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, too.
Me too.
I never wanted that lady to leave. I was
no,
so
me
sad.
Neither. Me neither.
Well, they, you know, they put
okay,
down.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
what did you say, Alicia?
I said they pushed her out. You know, they could have let her die.
I know.
They pulled that.
Wait, who did they push out?
Lila, Polly.
Lila, Anna.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, at least Days of Our Life had class, and then Frances Reed worked until she wasn't able to, and then when she wasn't able to, Alice is in the kitchen. Alice is in the living room. But, you know, I loved Anna Lee. I mean, I loved you, and I cried when she left. But I always thought, going back to General Hospital, I did not like the fact that Zed Allen was there instead of Don Engel.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Okay, we were just talking about Carla Botti doing little changes. I wonder if he changed that Bradford got to actually talk with Liz in an actual scene that they're friendly to each other.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Yeah, someone told me about that. And
it was so refreshing. Now,
yep,
Monica needs to be shot or beat up
Monica.
Or something.
Yes. Yes.
She is just driving me nuts.
Okay, and I have a question that I was thinking about because...
Good night.
Oh. No, I was saying good night to my boyfriend.
Okay.
No. Boyfriend.
Night, boyfriend.
I was saying that... Someone asked me the other day because Robert Manson is coming back as Heather, and so was Heather.
She
is.
She is. Oh, wait,
yes, she
I'm
is.
So behind. I haven't been on Twitter or anything.
See,
it's on GHH2 website.
Yep.
I didn't
know
that.
I think that's kind of
just briefly.
Who else is coming back? Tell me
something.
Wait a minute. I can't hear what you said, Alicia. Is MacGyver coming back? That would be a Heather story.
No, they haven't talked about that yet.
They haven't. Oh, that would be great. I love MacGyver. Sorry. But there has been rumors going around that Lucy and Kevin might be back.
Yes.
I would love
that. And you
know
what? Okay, I know this is going to probably... Yeah,
well, I don't think anybody's staying very long except for Michael Easton and Kristen Alderson.
Everyone's
coming and going.
Someone on Twitter said Vanessa Marcel.
I haven't heard that at all.
I don't know if it's rumor.
By the way, I'm going to be funding Kobe for a second. You know, Kevin Sue come back. And when he sees Sam, he should say, oh, my God, you look so much like my doll.
I know.
Oh, my God. And Caleb.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that is like when I heard he was coming back, that was the first, you know, thing I thought about was, we've lost Christy, the reception got bad.
Yeah, the scores are really tough on cell phones.
Yeah.
Does anybody really care who Sam's father is at this point?
No.
No.
I totally agree.
We don't care. We don't care about
what
a father.
What importance do that have? It
has
no importance in this story.
That.
Who gives a shit who screwed Lexus 40 years ago? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I like that.
I know.
Years.
I think
I like
that's
that 40
an
years
old,
ago.
That was an old spoiler before even Carvalhati came on. So I don't even listen to any of the spoilers right now until,
right.
You know, because they're keeping it all very quiet except for who's coming.
Well, you know what, Shiloh, the one thing that they did do that was great, they pretty much told you how they're going as far as Sam and who's the baby's daddy, because it ain't Jason. I love it. I don't know how that other fan base missed that when they said genetic markers.
Oh,
but,
my God. The other fan base thinks they're a great storyline, even though the ratings are in the frickin' toilet.
It's a worst storyline. It's I can't stand watching them sit on the couch. I can't
I
stand
can't.
It.
I can't.
Yeah, man, and you know what?
When
that couple gets over, Jason, you need to throw that duty couch back and get back. Oh, my God, okay, you guys, this is going to be a really duty question, but is that the same couch that they did the Night of Passion on?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
Good. Okay, good.
That was before
good.
Maxie ruined the apartment.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's right,
well,
that's right.
Bring back the Night of Passion couch, people,
okay.
Because...
The biggest highlight of the whole freaking week when damn Maxie was trying to talk Ewan into taking Liz, and he said that maybe she might want to come to him, and
that
he gave her
car. That was the best.
He
that
said,
was the
he
best.
Said,
that
I think I can help you.
Shiloh, you're
what he
right.
Told
that was
her.
The best.
He told Maxie, I think I can help you. Now, I didn't see it today, but did Matt drop Maxie?
She said,
he's
pissed.
He's
disgusted with her. I mean, is she something else? She's too much with this Liz thing.
Yeah.
And you know what?
She's
and Maxie,
like a stalker.
Maxie, if you break Spinelli's heart again, I will come after you.
I don't think nothing of Spinelli. Spinelli, she don't want Spinelli as a lover.
He likes him as a friend.
Did I hear Kirsten Storms was on set?
No. Oh, I hadn't heard that.
I haven't heard that either.
I don't think she'll be back. I think they'll take Maxie totally out eventually.
You know what? Yeah, okay, if they are smart, they will take Matt out and Kirsten... And Matt, Jason can go back on Days of a Life where they belong, where they actually have fucking chemistry.
I've heard that rumor, Carly.
That would be great. I love them as Belle and John.
I mean, I was a Belle and Fawn. I love Belle and Fawn. I always loved that couple on Days of a Life. So, I didn't even mind Martha Madison as Belle. I thought... She did a great job, and, I feel like Maxie has outgrown General Hospital.
Yes.
It makes sense.
And Days of Our Lives could use them, because right now that show isn't that great.
They're dead last. I don't know what happened after they opened this new part 2 redo, but it's been tanking.
I mean, they're fighting
for last place. GH and them are fighting for last place.
Personally, I don't like it. I'm not. There's no storyline that I like on that show. I'm watching it every day, and that was my favorite for years. General Hospital is my favorite show, but I have my heart on today's because I watched it.
Well, you guys, there might be a special guest coming on from back in the day on Days of Our Life that might be coming on the show. That's all I can say for now.
Oh, come on, tell me. Come on, I've been watching
Give
it since I was a kid.
Give us a hint.
Come on.
Okay. He died in the worst possible way on
Theo Penglis.
Oh, said. Okay, yeah.
Well, them killing him off was the most stupidest storyline. They should have never.
I wondered what happened to him.
Well, I mean, this was supposed to be on the down low, but I just might have to delete this episode, but that's okay.
He used to follow me, but he dumped me. He used to follow me.
Well, he did me too, and he actually chatted with me a little bit about
where he was living. Candace, this Twitter texted me, goes, hey, sorry due to my cousin asking make me to hang out with her, I'm unable to come on, but tell everyone I said hi and to go see The Bell, the movie The Bell, which I want to see the movie.
Oh, I do too. That sounds so good, but I'll wait till it comes on pay-per-view.
You know,
me too.
I'm going to get off the soap comment for 1 second, but, you know, I'm sorry for Hero for a matinee. It costs $8 to go see a movie.
I can't afford that anymore.
No.
I never go to the movies.
I don't either anymore.
No, because what?
It comes out on pay-per-view and DVD in weeks.
I know, it really does.
It's not like...
When they start telling people that you can't bring in your own food or watching people their bags or purses or whatever, and I'm like, if I want to bring in my own damn popcorn and my own candy, that should be my damn business. Why do you all look mad? I don't appreciate it at all. So
I mean, I could understand if it was a security issue, but candy? Really?
Yeah, come on.
The movie theaters near me now are dinner and a movie. You can't even, they're not even a regular movie theater anymore. It's all those comfy luxury seats with the dinner and the movie.
Yeah.
And you pay for that, too.
Last time I went was to see Dreamgirls. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was a while ago.
That was a long time ago.
Well, you know what? You guys, I know a place that never lets you down. And instead of going to the movies, you know, go to the casino. You can just have dinner, play slot machines, and if you're anything like me, you're actually good at it and not bad at it, and it's less than going out for dinner and a movie and a dessert.
Yeah, but unless you have to understand, Carly, that's only if you win, and I very seldom win.
Yeah.
Okay. I am going to write the tell-all how to do it, because I'm good. I mean, I don't win every time, but you know, the way I look at it, you know, is a nice night out, you know, and, you know, now we have my grandma going with us, and, you know, see, you should say, this is so bad, why am I doing this? This is a waste of money, and now I got her on the casino wagon, so back of soaps. You know, I just want to say I'm over with. That's all. I just want them over and done with.
You guys said that Jason fell out today. Maybe he's going to have this surgery. He's going to wake up and say, what is going on?
He's going to say, who is Sam?
I want them to go back in time. I want them to wipe out
me
Aiden.
Too.
Get Jake back on the canvas. They don't need any reason other than he was dreaming this whole time.
I would love that.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Like, I've always said.
Like Bobby Ewing.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. I was young, but
not
but I
with the shower
that.
Scene, just his surgery.
Yep.
Exactly.
They could do it.
Yep.
Even if they did that, that would be way too much of a cop out. I want to see Sam destroyed. The hell
is well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't mind seeing that either, but I don't want to wait that long.
Yeah, I would like to see her destroyed too, Leisha, because, you know, they destroyed Elizabeth. They destroyed everybody on canvas for this chick. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and Monica,
yep. You're
Monica
right.
Having this attitude towards Elizabeth now is
yes,
driving
it's
me
terrible.
Crazy.
Monica
I agree.
Yeah,
I
want
to you know what? Yeah, Monica used to love Liz. I went back to an old clip where, you know, Elizabeth and Emily was right after Lila died.
Right.
And Elizabeth said to Emily, oh, now you are going to have to take, you know, care of, you know, the family. And, you know, and Monica, you know, has always been, you know, so nice with Liz and everything. And all of a sudden, and Monica, if you're so damn fucking smart, how could you not see the Coleman's eyes? And Emily could, but you saw Aiden as lucky the first time you saw that little boy.
I'm sorry.
How
about
Liz
only
what about
for Jake not being told?
What about today on General, what Maxie did? She went to Monica and she said, I got to talk to you about an employee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She's
going to
get
what's going to happen.
I
know what's
going to
happen and I'm pissed.
Yep.
Well,
you got
that because Matt dropped her.
Yeah, and she's
going to
do something about Liz. She's going to say something about Elizabeth. And Monica, of course, is Monica can't stand Elizabeth now,
she's
so she's going to be right on that.
Yeah. She's
you know,
like
and you know what I don't get? You know what I don't get with Edward? And, you know, Edward used to love Elizabeth.
Okay, well,
I mean,
I know.
You know, I mean, oh, you want to go out to see the garden? You're welcome anytime, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, oh, my God, that makes me mad. And you know what?
Wait a minute. Can I interrupt for a minute? Now, he said something about Elizabeth. Edward, mind you. I just wanted to know because I heard, I kind of put the phone down for a minute. I heard all this chattering about Edward saying something about Elizabeth.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Okay. No, I'm just
Monica
saying that
and
Edward.
Maxie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that little
cunt. She's
got to go.
Yeah, but what I was saying that, you know, Edward was always so nice to Elizabeth and so, you know, nice. And then just all of a sudden, you know, Sam is nothing. Sam is just a con. That got Billy,
Connie. Monica needs to have her old menopausal ass sorely kicked. I'm so sick of her. I don't know what to do. Her condescending ass, her unprofessional ass. I'm sick of her.
Right. Me too.
You know, she wasn't upset when, you know, Jason spent all those years keeping Michael away. Now she's pissed about Jake. You know, the hell with Monica.
Me too. I'm disgusted with her.
Oh, God.
I don't know why they're doing this other than the agenda.
Well,
that needs to end now.
It's all to make Liz look bad.
Yep.
Because they've been making
right.
her look. And honestly, I don't want her with anybody on the show right now because I want her to redeem. I want them to redeem her character because for me, they've been just trashing her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, I pretty much
throw her into a relationship. Sorry.
Yeah, it would be bad. I pretty much wanted to kick everybody's ass on the show like 2 weeks ago, Spinelli, all of them, because it just seemed like they were bashing Elizabeth. And I was like, oh, you know what? This is not gonna work. I want everyone on the show dead. That's a bad thing.
But we have to give
What's with Nancy running to Monica to complain?
I know.
Jesus. I
that
mean,
made
that's
me
just,
mad.
Today's show, I actually almost said I'm not watching it anymore because it just disgusted me. But I'm holding out because I know they said, like, I think it's going to be later next week. The whole, everything is going to change. So.
Yep.
Let's be
positive, and you know, let's see the food. Let's not jump to any conclusions. I believe the writing will get better.
We've had
a couple of days on scene. I believe, you know, never say never.
I believe we're gonna like it. I think we will.
Yep,
I do too.
You know why? I believe that other couple. Yes,
it is. I was just about to say, we better like it. If we don't, I don't see where they're going to get their paychecks from.
I think we'll like
it. Because I think if they don't bring, I know a lot of Liaison fans say, if they don't put Jason and Liz together, they're not going to come back and watch it. They said they don't care what they write, if it's a good story or not.
They said that
they have just done wrong and they need to do right.
And it goes the other way.
You know
what?
But
it goes the other way. If they break Sam and Jason up, the J-Sam fans aren't going to watch it.
But
so
there
it's
are
gonna
many
watch.
Of them.
Many.
Don't
even worry about that. I was just going to say, once they bring on Michael Easton and they start having scenes together, those Caleb and Libby fans from Port Charles, they'll come on and watch. Trust me.
I hate to do that to Michael Easton.
I know.
I hate to do that to him.
But you know what? It's for the greater good. And you know what?
It's for the greater good. You're right.
Sam, I'm sorry. This is what I'm going to say. Did Sam have a fucking beginning, a freaking end, and a middle? You know, we never got the middle. We never got a middle. And really, we never got an end. That was not an end in that code thing. It was like, I love you. We have to do this right now to protect our kid. It wasn't that they fell out of love together. No, hell no. It was the protecting Zeke. And for all that, no. You know what? I still believe if Zeke wasn't Jason's life, Jason, you know, oh my God, he's in the mob. So what? Okay, let's see. A cop? Or a mobster. Well, on this end, I'm picking the mobster because, you know what? Lucky treated her like shit.
Yep.
Called her a bunch of names, blamed her when they got kidnapped. You know, Jason never blamed her. Elizabeth was blaming herself when Zeke supposed to death. And,
he blamed Liz when Jake got kidnapped.
Yeah. Oh, and you guys, welcome my other co-host. Terry finally showed up.
Hello. I totally forgot. I was, like, took a nap, and I had to get my cat nap in, and I was, like, on the computer, and I was talking to my niece. We're both wondering why our conditioner is so low in the bathroom. My sister, I think, was using both our conditioners, because I was wondering why my conditioning was really low in the thing.
Do you need to go to the store and get some more conditioner?
Well, yeah, my other niece, she works as a beautician, and so she could get real, really good shampoo conditioner for real cheap, so she got me some, so.
Cool.
I'm on my way to get something, so if you hear, like, somebody in the drive-thru, that's probably going to be me. Or I'll put you on mute.
Wait, where are we going?
Oh, I'm going to go to In-N-Out right now, so, yeah.
Damn! I'm way In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger. So what have we been, I haven't even been watching General Hospital or whatever, really.
Having a fun time, bouncing on Sam.
I have a new favorite couple on Vampire Diaries now.
Oh, really?
Klaus and Caroline. I like Klaus and Caroline, even though he's a real, real bad guy. But he's he's down inside. He just wants to be loved. So, like, that's all bad guys. That's all they're looking for. Yeah, so.
Well, that's good. No, we had this bashing on Sam, and, you know, you missed my funny comment. I said, since Kevin and Lucy might be back, I just said, oh, Kevin should go look at Sam and say, oh, my God, you look so much like my doll. That I would love to happen. That just, you know, that would be a really good thing.
I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to Kevin either.
No, and you know I was on YouTube watching the Robin and Jason scenes as of late when she thought she had, you know, when the whole thing happened with Lisa and giving her placebo as he was in jail. Mm-hmm. I saw his wedding ring on his finger and I wanted to fucking puke. I couldn't stand seeing that wedding ring.
I know.
I can't either.
I know.
I want to cut it off. I didn't want to puke.
He never wore it before. Did he? With
what
your face?
Me. Is that,
you know,
I feel that they're taking all of the Liz and Jason memorabilia and they're giving it, playing it up with the Sam and Jason scene.
Oh, well, I know.
Because this is all written for years.
They have been driving this crap down our throat, which really upsets me. I don't think I would mind as much if they didn't obliterate Liz. Fire Becky. And then bring her back.
Yep.
Yes.
You know, but we will remember, you guys, it's the fans like us that got Becky back. But all we remember, we did not give up. We, you know, we did the right thing by getting Becky Hood's all back. And you know what? I just think it's a great thing that Michael Easton is coming. You know, I cannot wait to see him. Don McBain, please. Tina, what's Sam McCall for impersonating herself, impersonating, thinking she's a good con woman, impersonating her for being married 5 times? John McCain.
I'm sorry, McBain. The one thing that should have stopped Jason from ever getting back with her was what she did to Jake. That alone should have stopped
exactly.
Him.
And he wouldn't if he was really Jason.
Robin.
What?
He never forgave Robin when she did that to Michael.
Robin.
And how?
He
couldn't forgive Robin for telling the truth. It's not like
exactly.
He killed somebody or stole his child. Well, you know what I mean. It's not like she totally watched somebody get kidnapped, watched Michael get kidnapped or something.
What?
Come on, 10 years for telling the truth for Robin. He finally forgave her, but come on, Jason turned around in a second. And forgave something that was unforgivable. No way.
I know.
But
you
can't
forgive
someone
out of character.
No
one would do that.
Especially the quarter means for when he had his accident and wanting the old Jason, but yet he's taken this girl back.
Stop.
And. Oh.
Stop.
You know, he's unrecognizable because that is not the Jason from the past.
Exactly.
He did not forgive that easy.
But, you know, think about this, you guys. When a building falls on you, your head, your whole body, and you get raised by your girlfriend, all in one strong little soup, are you going to wake up normal? No. You're not. A building fell on you. You do not walk away from that. You know, I still want to test my theory out. So if any stupid people out there want me to have a building fall on them, I want Lucky
to come back and take her away, Sam.
Yeah.
Take her away,
yeah.
Let him go on an adventure and never come back.
Exactly.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that this whole pregnancy thing, you know, she's been bitching and moaning about having a kid for years. Why do I get the feeling that she's going to start to think, well, wait a minute, now I can't have my old life. I can't run around with Jason and everything all up in his business, his mafia business. Oh, shit, I made a mistake. Why do I get the feeling that that's
wasn't
about
that a spoiler
to
out there? I think
I
heard that
know.
Somewhere.
I don't know. I haven't even looked at any spoilers, really. But I just
you know what,
that's
though?
True.
you know, the fact that Kelly couldn't tell them initially because she was away, I think somebody was blackmailing her, telling her, this is what I want you to say.
Yep.
You know, there is a spoiler out there that says that Sam asked Jason to leave the fucking mob. Okay.
Yes, I read
it
that too.
It was okay for Jason. You know, look at what Liz said. Do you remember Jason was in Liz's house and she said, because they were having this really emotional thing and, like, she wanted him, like, he said, I chose his life before you or whatever, something like that. It was about
Jason.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So now it'd be okay for him to leave the fucking life for Sam McCall? Okay, no, I don't think so.
I agree. He doesn't even work for Sonny anymore. He doesn't do anything with Sonny anymore. He doesn't do anything.
You know, they might have a Caitlin to talk, but then, like, you know, but what I don't get at all is...
He's not even close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jason's been on the honeymoon for 2 months. Then he came back, and now he's got this brain thing, and he's trying to get Sam pregnant and not pregnant.
He hardly talks to Sonny.
Yeah.
They're not
close.
I wouldn't call them close anymore.
I haven't seen him do work of any kind.
No,
just
he does
like
nothing.
Bam.
How does he get paid? Sonny must be paying him for nothing because he doesn't do anything.
And you know what? And Jason, you let your little buddy move out you a place and go to Maxi where he should have never gone. Jason, really, you're not right in my head. You should never let Finale go and get his heart broken. Jason, your brain is not working.
Jason is not dealing with anyone except Sam.
He wouldn't deal with Maxie.
That's the problem.
He wouldn't deal with Maxie. He wouldn't deal with Maxie having Zakara's man gardener either. He wouldn't deal with that thing. That's going on with Maxie having Zakara's guy gardener and everything like that, and Maxie being involved with Zakara. I'm sure Jason would have something to do with that too. I mean, Spinelli, the whole thing. It's not Jason. It's just not Jason.
No, because he doesn't even talk to Spinelli. He's not talking to really anybody.
No, he's not talking to Spinelli.
Yeah.
And I mean that.
Monica came over. That's the only reason he told Monica right then.
Don't you miss that with Spinelli and Jason, how they were together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To what's going on with what you're saying about the show, I'm glad I'm not watching it. I'm not missing anything.
Oh, well, I tell you, it's getting to be very hard to watch. I actually shut it off one day this week.
Really?
I could
not
do it anymore. It was Monday or Tuesday.
This was an awful week.
This was a bad week.
This was the worst week. I'm always sticking up for the show, and I'm always saying people should watch, even when it's bad. I'm always saying that. But this week, I think, was the worst.
This album. Let me know your area code if you're on the Swiss board, and I will let you on. Okay. This is my new mail.
Hey, how's it going? It's Melody.
Good.
Hi, Melody.
Hi. Yay. Hi. I've only been listening like off and on, so all I heard you guys say just now was this is like the worst week ever, and I've only watched till like Tuesday, and I have to admit that I accidentally missed the entire week of General Hospital and didn't even notice.
Oh my god.
What's really bad is you didn't miss nothing during that week.
And And you guys, I'm finding the best way to watch General Hospital now is just have a glass of wine, maybe two,
I don't even think I can watch it when I'm drunk. I don't think I can watch it when I'm...
No, we need to make a drinking game. Make a drinking game out of it.
Yep.
Every time
that's
Sam
what I
wine,
said about
take
the
a
baby
shot.
Comment.
No, the best way is to be on your computer and do, if you have to email someone, if you have to send emails or something like that.
That's what I do.
You do that.
I play pogo.
And then you can hear it, you can watch it if you want to, but usually get into your email. And then that's the best way.
Then you're getting things done.
Yep.
Or you can mute the whole thing as it's playing, you know.
I got to watch it. I have to have it on. I have to watch it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss it. I don't want because something might happen.
You know what?
It's coming. Watch for Monday.
I know. I can't wait.
Do you think Kylie slept with Johnny today?
What's on Monday?
Yep. I hope not. I don't want that.
It looks
like it. Oh, God, Kathy, no.
Well, Johnny drunk off his butt last I saw today.
It looked
it. Okay, what's on Monday? I'm off on Monday. What's going on Monday on the show?
I just heard that's when Carvalhati's storyline starts.
Okay,
really?
It was
last week.
It's Monday.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was this week, but...
But all I got to say
I'm scared if it did.
Well, he can't change everything overnight.
No, I know, but, I mean, he needs to move things along.
What about that Cassandra working for Helena? She was working for her all the time, even though she doesn't want to. Who is she?
I have no clue.
Or a tricycle in Windsor, I'm going to lose my mind. I swear I am. Just let me see a box of crayons. So let me know Jake is alive. Just fine.
All I can say is, you guys, I believe Jake is around the corner. I do.
Call me crazy. I think it's coming in March or April.
Yep. And I feel like everyone that called me crazy and all this bull, not giving hope, that little boy never died. Luke was set up by Elena because the hatred Elena and Cassidine has for Luke. You know, Elena and Cassidine has hatred for almost everyone in that town.
She hates everybody.
Okay,
yeah,
Justine on the chat room just said, I wonder if Carvalhati is a J. Sam or Lason fan. What Carvalhati is a history fan. And I'm sorry, but Liz and Jason have a longer history. They come from poor families. I mean, Elizabeth comes from the very top of the beginning
of the show.
Right.
So, I mean, Liz will be on this canvas. I truly believe.
And you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, you've always had Jason and Elizabeth being friends way before they fell for each other. You know, no matter what. You know, when Emily died, you know, I don't know, something is telling me that this Robin thing, and I don't want to give the Robin people mad at me, but this Robin thing could be good for us because in time of need, Emily died, they bonded. You know, I don't want anything to happen to Robin. I'm not saying that.
No, and that's why I think they're going to leave the door open because Robin is also one of the main characters.
Yeah,
but
you're gonna pull
you know,
a whole
but you guys, we all thought Lucky was dead. Damn it, Lucky couldn't.
I wish
really
he was.
Stay dead.
What's gonna happen with Robin? Does anyone know?
I heard some kind of.
I can tell you what I think's gonna happen.
What's gonna happen?
In the big to do that they're talking about, I think there's gonna be two big events. There's going to be an issue at Metro Court with this whole fundraiser they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's going to involve Sonny and Zakara getting after Sonny now.
He said
he was going to attack him and his baby.
All right, great, thank you.
And then I also think that at the hospital we'll have an event of some sort, and they try to get at Jason.
Oh, God. And you know, there's going to be some kind of storm or bad weather, and I think that's going to trigger everything.
Yep. I'm not sure, but I think it's going to be major because Jim Romanoff was just on another show Tuesday, I think. And he even stated, he says, you are going to be amazed at what Carla Botti is planning.
Yep.
It's going to be big.
Well, that's good. We need
I have full faith in him. With what the ending of One Life to Live, I can't remember the last time I cried happy tears like that. Just the last, you know, 20 seconds of it. I, like, started jumping up and down. I had to, like, keep myself from screaming so I wouldn't, like, freak the kids out.
Yeah. Well, I think part of that it will be Robin's exit. I don't think she will die.
Oh!
And
did you guys hear the latest? Who might be back? There's this big rumor out there.
What?
Zach Wagner.
Who?
Did anyone hear that one? Because
I don't want him back.
Who?
I don't want him back, but
Jack Wagner.
Did the rumor because B&B
dropped
it.
I heard
that.
I heard Felicia, too. I heard the two of them.
Well, did you hear all that at the drive-thru? Hello?
I heard it on Twitter.
Oh, God. I forgot to mute. I usually mute when I'm at a drive-thru because it's kind of embarrassing, you know, being on a live radio show. And
I don't mind. Terry, what did you get?
I don't think Johnny's dying, Justine. She wrote in the chat room.
No, I don't think he is either. After the tweet I saw.
Well,
yeah,
I
think he's too good of a character to keep.
I don't think he mentioned in that tweet. In the tweets, I didn't see. I didn't see them all. They were coming. They were coming pretty fast.
Yeah,
I was looking. I didn't see him mention Bruce White.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't see him mention Bruce White, so I don't know about that.
Okay, all I gotta say, in my little husband,
he mentioned him.
Yeah, Rick
Greenfield
coming back.
And my little husband gets hooked or anything, there's going to be hell to pay people. And I'm not going to be nice about it. I am going to go for whoever killed my husband. And because, you know what? And Zani, too. I love Zani.
Anthony's going to die in this big blow up or whatever happens.
Oh,
I think Anthony will get killed.
Supposedly, supposedly he's supposed to. Him and his grandfather are supposed to die in an explosion. But I don't know if that's happening. That was a rumor.
Okay, you guys. So Zani is Claudia and Trevor's now.
No.
The
Claudio and Solito. Is the father of John.
Tracy's old husband.
Yeah.
When she killed.
Tracy. The ex-mob guy, or the mob guy.
Really? Okay, because I heard someone on Twitter or whatever say, you know, it was going to be trouble.
No,
and
not
then,
Trevor.
Like, okay, and then my little head went to a very, very sick place. I'm like, oh, my God. Anthony has sex with his own dog. I mean, that's where my head went for, like, a second. I'm like,
my head went there, too, at the very beginning.
Oh, no. But I thought,
honestly, to me, and I know this is sick, but it looked like, what's her name, hurt the mom. I'm drawing a blank, but Donnie's mom.
Claudia.
Yeah,
Claudia.
She, like, had the hots for her little brother, you know, because she was just, like, so touchy-feely.
Yeah, they had a weird chemistry.
I thought Anthony killed her. His wife. Johnny's mom.
Oh.
Well, Johnny.
Yes.
Well, Anthony
yes,
did kill her.
I remember
her.
That.
Anthony did kill her.
Right.
But it's not his mother.
No. It's his grandmother. It's Anthony.
Right.
It's Anthony's wife he killed, which
they explained that on the show 2 weeks ago. Anthony killed his wife, which was supposedly Johnny's mother, but when it's Claudia was the mother.
Carly was the biggest awful writing again. I'm sorry,
right,
Claudia.
Guys, I don't mean to interrupt, but I got to go for a little bit. I'll try and call back in a few minutes, okay?
Okay, we are on air for another 45 minutes, so call back.
Okay,
making Sonia his mother is just ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah.
Who wrote that? Yeah. Garen? Garen wrote that, right? That's
true. Yes.
They think
But
I think they make us
stupid.
They make us like we're stupid.
Everything is stupid anymore. It's like, give me a break.
Yeah.
It's like Bold and the Beautiful. I think they make us. I've been watching that again, and today.
Oh, you too.
It's been really good this week. It's been really good this week, except for today. Today was stupid. Did you watch it, Carly?
Not yet, but all I gotta say is
I'm not gonna tell you. I'm not gonna tell you anything.
Bill did a bad thing by what he did, and. You know, I'm surprised that Riz is letting him breathe.
Bill did a really stupid thing. He was a terrible thing. But now today, I won't tell you what happened today. But I watched.
Okay.
This is why I stopped watching the show before, because they do stupid things, and I couldn't stand it because they do stupid things on that show. I watched it today. I was getting so mad. I was sitting in my recliner, sitting back watching it. I wanted to be calm. I was sitting there, and I was punching the arm of the chair because all this stuff was going on, and they weren't doing something that they should have done. And I'm sitting there saying, would you please do it? I was getting myself so upset over a show. And I said, this is crazy. But it went on, and they didn't do it, and now it's bad, and it got me so upset. That's why I don't know if I can continue with this show.
I don't think you should. You should give it a break for at least a day.
Yeah.
That's what I think of GH anymore.
You know,
I mean, for the last 3 years, they have been insulting fans love this show.
Yeah.
And that's why people have left, and the only reason I'm staying is because I want Liz to stay, I want Jason to stay, I have my faves, you know. This is ridiculous. I am so ready for Kurt Bellotti to get in here and blow everything up.
Me too.
Hello?
Me too. I can't wait till he gets here. And maybe there'll be some good writing. And we know he's capable of it. Look at One Life to Live. So I think if anyone can do it, he can do it. If anyone's going to do it, he's going to do it.
He's going to kill off a bunch of people in the next week.
We're not going to like it, but...
Think I will in the most part.
Callie said it the best with a comment. Callie, you said it the best with a comment you made, not exactly about this, but it's for the greater good. And it's for the greater good. And we have to remember that.
We got way too many people on the canvas.
And you know what? I was thinking about this today. I'm like, you know what? I mean, maybe I'm a Spinelli hoe, but, you know, give Spinelli a storyline, you know, and have him away from Sam. This is not good for my blood pressure with that.
Nobody's in that office anymore. He does his betting business, and Sam stays with Jason on the couch and doesn't work at all.
She has her own
apartment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
well, they're married, so that's probably good.
How does she pay for that apartment? It's beautiful.
Jason does.
Jason
pays. He got her the job. He bought the business for him, her and Spinelli. He got her license because she wouldn't have gotten it otherwise because of her history.
I wish I had Jason. In my life.
I know. I wish I did,
you know
too.
What?
I wouldn't be sitting here in the recliner probably.
You guys remember, but you guys have to remember. He got the PI business for Spinelli, not really Sam. He did it for his little buddy. You know, but stupid to have Sam. You know, I've always thought it would be fun to see Liz and Spinelli work in the PI, Liz is a nurse, but Liz is smart. She figures things out, you know.
I'm ready for Liz to become a painter.
Get her out of that freaking hospital just for a little bit.
Yeah,
so
I like her as
Monica gets her head put back
on. And she has
on.
A better, she has a better personality or outlook. I don't know what the word is, but she's really good when she's in that when she was in that
Did
studio.
Did you see Cameron today?
Yes.
He's such a cutie.
He's adorable.
Oh, I know. I feel so bad for Liz. Now she's feeling guilty about that.
They kept the same kid as Cameron.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I like when I see that, like they did with Micah when he was little.
You can see he's growing up. I mean,
he's not a little kid anymore. I said, boy, he's grown up.
But see, there's another thing with him bringing up Lucky. I'm like, Lucky is the worst father of anyone.
Yep.
Kid.
Oh, and this too. Justin Bill, yeah. Spinelli and Lulu were best friends. I loved the Spinelli and Lulu friendship. I loved that friendship. I missed that friendship because, you know, they were good friends. And, you know, yeah, Monica needs to adjust. No, Monica needs to have, you know, Liz would be a new one because Monica is not perfect at all. Oh, I don't know who AJ's father is. Let's play as Rick's. Oh, God.
Could have been Rick's.
Well, true.
It was Alan's, but, I mean, it could have been Rick's. She didn't.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, okay. So, I was thinking about this. You know, almost every woman on the campus except for Robin has had kids with different fathers. Almost. I mean, not all of them, but
Monica,
you know what I'm saying.
Monica was a real slut.
Yeah.
Oh, she sure was.
Monica can't talk about anyone. She was,
you know,
she
because,
was the worst.
Oh, yeah. And, okay, Bobby only gave birth to Carly. Lucas wasn't hers, right?
Yeah, Bobby just had Carly.
Yeah,
and
she
Lucas
also had DJ and Lucas, but they weren't.
Yeah,
adopted.
But they ruined her reputation on the show as far as,
but
you know.
Was DJ adopted, or was she?
I believe so.
Yes.
Okay, because
you have to understand,
though,
that she was a stripper.
Yes.
Bobby?
Yes.
No.
Who, Bobby?
No, she was a hooker.
Bobby was a hooker.
Oh, okay, hooker.
She was
a
hooker. I watched it back then.
That's right,
I
hooker.
I was like seven.
Yeah, Bobby
I did
was.
Too,
yeah.
But I knew she was something bad at the time. I didn't remember what.
No, she was a prostitute.
She was a prostitute.
Yep. That you're right. I remember. Okay.
But she was a good one. She was nice. She was a sweetheart. She was good.
Yeah, but
not in the beginning. She came on to break up Scotty and Laura, remember?
She wasn't that good.
She was not. She didn't come on. And that, I think they were just supposed to have a small skit, and what happened is they took off on the canvas. They kept Luke around because Luke was just supposed to have a small part when he came on.
Luke was only supposed to say, like, 13 weeks, so.
And
yeah,
I liked
like that.
And I liked Bobby and Scotty. I liked them.
Me too.
I liked them together. She really liked Scotty too.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know what? Well, I'm sorry. Where's Bobby?
There's rumors about her getting
cosmetic surgery.
She's had plenty.
But,
yeah.
And you know what I thought? You know. I mean, you know, I love Nurse Amy. I know she died in real life. But
Amy Irving. No, not Amy Irving.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Amy Vining. Vining.
Yeah,
Amy Vining.
And I just always, but they never deal with it on the show. Mm-hmm. They never said where Amy went to. Oh, anything. Oh, maybe I missed a day or whatever, but...
Well, Laura's sister died. Did she die, too? Because Laura's sister died.
Yeah, Amy never died. That's why, because I remember, I want to say, back a couple of years ago on the loudspeaker, they said, Paisley knew Amy, but we never saw Amy.
Right.
So,
Didn't we just mention her on the show recently?
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
I
you. And yes,
Liz or somebody just mentioned
yes.
her at the station.
Yes.
And I was like,
yes.
oh, did they mention her?
I would love her. I used to like her. She was good.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. She used to get on my nerves just like Maxie does.
Yeah, she was the Maxie of the time.
I mean, Amy was good because she was, I mean, if anybody wanted to know anything, they went to Amy.
I know, she knew everything.
Yep.
Yeah, because she was in that hub 24/7, yep. I think.
Well, Elizabeth,
but
you
got,
need that.
Well,
you need that epiphany.
Elizabeth
you need that.
Know that.
Oh,
yes.
Justin, call in. You know, we don't want you alone in the shower. Laura, call in, too. What was? Oh, yeah, Amy did not die on screen, but she died in real life.
Yeah,
so.
She did last year. Was it last year?
Yeah, it wasn't long.
She died last year.
Yeah. It wasn't long ago.
No.
No, it wasn't. And, but, you know, oh, and I heard that Zaki Zeman got divorced from her husband. I read that somewhere. I'm like, wow.
I didn't
know
she was married.
Yeah, because the only reason I remember that because Scotty and Luke were at her wedding, and I saw pictures like in an old soap magazine like 20 years ago. And, you know, yeah, but, you know, I mean, come on, Bobby, where are you? You really, you know, you were not around, I mean, come on, for Zeke. You know, you were.
She wasn't
you know,
around for
having...
Jake. She wasn't around for Jocelyn when she was in the hospital.
Yeah, come
right.
on.
They haven't
right.
had
I mean,
her on
I know.
In a long time.
Yeah, yeah I know.
There's rumors that she's going to come back. I've saw little tidbits that they want to talk to her, but I'm sure that's rumor.
She
you know
was bashing her cosmetic work. GH
you know what, I'm... I usually don't judge people. I'm try, but that cosmetic surgery was a bad job. And what? She was always so beautiful. She did not need that.
I know, and she had tons of it.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know who doesn't look good? I mean, that looks like they got looked on. And tell me if I'm seeing things at Deidre Hall. Oh, you guys, I mean, am I?
Deidre Hall's had work for years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's like 60, I shouldn't even talk about this, but Deidre Hall, how old is she, 64, 65?
She's up there.
I gotta
yeah.
believe that, yeah.
And she
wow.
looks like, she looks like
she
she's
looks fabulous.
She looks like she's 40, right? Would you say?
Right.
Yes.
Would you say 40? I mean,
yeah.
she looks beautiful.
Yeah.
You know who looks really good, I think? She looks really good, and she says she's had no face work. I can't believe it because she looks unbelievable. Lauren Coslow. Kate.
Oh
yeah.
No, she's had work.
Oh.
She had to have work,
I don't
right?
believe that. Yeah.
No, I don't believe
that. She's 64.
Do you know she
well,
does?
Well, she did.
I believe this time.
Lauren Coslow did this article a couple of years ago. Now, she said she wanted to age gracefully.
She said she never had work. But can you believe her face? I can't. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Lauren Coslow on
and
Days
she's
of
not
Live.
As old as she's not
oh.
as old. I don't think she's as old as Deidre Hall, though.
No, she's not as old as Deidre. I don't care. I know how old I am, mm-hmm. and my face doesn't look like hers. Not that
no,
I.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
She's 57.
But you also don't have
well, some
hair,
people
probably.
Have great genes. You know,
yeah, but
they
you
really
show,
have great genes.
I know, but you got to show some wrinkles. You, if you, well, I don't know. At 50, she's 56 or 57. At that age, you got to show a wrinkle. You have to.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Even,
yeah.
Even though I don't want to have my grandma, but I'm going to. But see, well, she will be 85 in 2 weeks. But she looks like 70 or 60, like 68. And
wow.
See, I mean, she has wrinkles, but she's like aged really good, which is
right.
a good thing. Because my mom, you know, looks young, and my sister and I, every time my sister and I go out, and my sister is 40, and I'm 35, we still get coded with, you know, I don't mind. I do not mind getting coded. I, you know, I'm like, okay. But no, I mean,
been
but,
a long time that happened to me.
I don't think I've ever been carded. Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Never?
Never. Now, you have to understand that I did look, I've always looked older than what I am. I mean, somebody thought when I was in high school that I was a teacher. I'm like, huh? That's about the worst thing I've ever heard.
That would have worked out good for me when I was a teenager trying to buy alcohol. That would have worked out good for me.
Trying to get in the club.
No, I sat in a restaurant with my sister and her roommate, and they got me a drink, and the guy never asked.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That would have worked out good for me.
That's when I learned to love Tom Collins.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I got carded when I was older than I was supposed to be. I got carded a couple of times. I loved it. I said, here you go. I was all excited. I love that.
Yeah. Well,
That only happened a few times.
Talking about age, do you know how old Stefano is?
How old is he?
No.
He's pretty old, in his 70s, right?
He's 82.
Okay.
What?
I knew he was late 70s. 80,
yeah, I knew he was in the...
Oh, me
too.
Sorry,
82.
But...
I was watching All in the Family one night, and he was on one of the All in the Families, and he didn't, at that time, he didn't look like a young guy there. I said, look at him. He looked way different. He looked younger, but he still didn't look like a young guy on All in the Family.
Well, I think he's had work. I think...
He's had work.
Oh, yeah.
Who else is the one guy that's elderly?
Aniston's
dad.
Yes.
Who?
Yep. He's up there, too.
And so has Maggie. Maggie's had a lot of work.
You think Maggie's had work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But,
beautiful like Bobby was when she was young. Beautiful.
You know, I always want to think Maggie's perfect and she had nothing done, and that's her real hair and everything is perfect.
Yeah.
John Aniston is 78.
Well, the other day, because I don't know why I'm like into this little thing right now, but Little House on the Prairie comes on like a homework every night. And when I was bored, I loved Little House when I was growing up. And Maggie was on an episode of Little House on the Prairie.
She was?
Yep. She was the woman that tried to steal Mr. Olsen because he got sick of Harriet and left to go sell, you know, goods and stuff and... she had an inn, or whatever you call it, back in those days. And they got a friendship in. She was falling for Nils Olsen. And she looked so young and so beautiful that, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Maggie. So, you know.
How old is Maggie?
That is a good question.
She's
got to
be in her late
60s. Hold on a minute.
She's got to be in her late 60s, if not early 70s.
Yeah, she's got to be, and she looks really good. But something about her, she looks pretty natural. I think I don't think she.
Don't think when she has the work, she doesn't do the extreme. You know,
no,
she
I don't
doesn't
think she
get
did.
Her lips. I mean, Bobby would have looked fine if she would have not touched her
she's
lips.
She's 68.
She blew herself up. Bobby blew herself up. She did some.
I know, and
drastic.
Then
yeah,
she yeah. I mean,
drastic.
Those lips. Just drove me to distraction when she was on last.
I don't know why she did that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know why she did that.
Yeah.
But Deidre Hall, she looks unusually young. She looks really, really good.
Yeah, I'd like to see a picture of her twin to
yeah.
see how she's aged.
She probably
she
did
used
the work,
to play
too.
On the show, too. Yeah.
Yeah. What was her name, Andrea?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I'm sorry, but I love Victor and Maggie. I love them together. I'm enjoying watching them, even though some people think, you know, having Daniel, you know, who's some, but I love the melody and, you know, Maggie relationship, and I think it's kind of cool that, you know, they get to be, you know, grand owl and You know, and I love the fact that Victu is becoming a little more soft, a little more nice, and, you know.
I love it.
I love when Maggie said one day, now, dear, you need to listen to Bo and, you know, not, you know, because he was, you know, willing and able to go rescue Melody and the kids himself. And, you know, I just love how Maggie talks to him and gives him a calm down. You know, I was more up for the Maggie-Victu relationship that ever was with Victu and Caroline.
Maggie and Victu are like my favorite couple because I can't stand anyone else in the show anymore. Maggie and Victu are like my favorite.
And that's amazing. I just turned that on not too long ago when AMC went off. I was shocked to see Victu and Maggie together.
They're the best
I haven't
couple.
Been watching it for years, and I thought, wow. Victu must have really got changed.
It was a wonderful courtship. It was wonderful. Wasn't it, Kylie?
Yeah, it was. It was just, you know, I mean, even though when, you know, Maggie got shot because of Stefano and all that, and, you know, the guys wanted to, you know, go out, you know, for revenge. You know, Maggie and Victu, you know, thought about it and say, no, that's not what Maggie would want. But I would love to see Victu take out Stefano just because it would be fun. And why in the hell would Stefano and Alice be so connected? That's what I cannot get over.
They wrote that in. That was never the case. They wrote
I was
that
say,
in.
I never knew of that. But
they
okay.
wrote that in.
It wasn't. Because if you guys remember, why in the hell would Alice be, you know, even talking to this guy that has done so much damage to her family and friends, you know, she lost years with hope, you know, at Stefano's hands.
And
that
was
true.
Years in the 80s, didn't he lock her up in a cage or something? Mrs. Horton.
Yes.
I remember Mrs. Horton being locked up in a cage or in a jail or
something.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see that, but my grandma mentioned that because
I remember her being in a jail. I remember her. Maybe it was a cage. I remember her being locked up. She number one, she would never be close to Stefano, never, and she wouldn't have deals with him, and she would never made deals with him, and she wouldn't lock something in a box. This is all written in. I don't like the show. I'm really not happy with the way it's going. This Austin thing, and now, what's her name? Abby is making Austin think he slept with her. I don't like any of this. I don't like Sammy and Rafe with the thing going on between them. I don't like any of it.
I don't like Sammy and Rafe at all. I don't like Rafe at all.
Oh, I love
Rafe. I don't
Rafe.
Like Rafe either.
I love Rafe. I love Rafe. But I like him with Sammy. I want him and Sammy to be together. I don't like him kissing Carrie. And so I'm upset about that. And I'm upset. I love Rafe. I can't believe you don't like Rafe. I love Rafe.
I think
part of it is seeing him on Dirty Soap. And him and his
it was way before that. I wasn't fond of the character when he came on.
Did you watch Passions?
I like the whole Sammy, EJ, Lucas triangle. And I was like, I guess that's when they brought Rafe on, I was like, why are they doing this?
Did you watch Passions?
No.
He was on Passions.
Me.
Yeah.
Of course, I fell in love with him on Passions. I loved him on Passions.
The one soap I can say I never got into. I never watched it, but
it was a riot. It was a comedy.
Yeah, the one
really
freaky.
It was a comedy.
That would have been fun.
It was
but,
a comedy.
You know, one thing that always freaked me out was that little boy, you know, Tommy, in real life, died on the exact same day that his last. You know, her death was like, it was a couple of hours apart. I just remember Tommy dying and, you know,
Timmy.
The actor dying.
Timmy.
It was like,
Timmy.
On the same. Yes.
He was the cutest. He was so cute on that show.
I know.
The show was, he used to make these drinks instead of martinis, they were called my Timmy's. and he used to make the drinks. I'm telling you, this show was, it was, if you wanted something in your day that was going to take your mind off all your troubles, that show, it was the funniest show. I don't know if it, it wasn't really meant to be a comedy. It was the funniest show. I used to sit here rolling over laughing. It was so funny. It was it probably not so people, most so people wouldn't like it because it wasn't very serious, and it wasn't, it was serious in parts. Eric Mastroff was on it. You know, Brady? He was on it. And Lindsay Hartley. And Lindsay Hartley cried every day.
Oh, really? Yeah, I like Lindsay Hartley.
She cried every day over Eric Mastroff. Every single day.
Yeah. And that's why when someone told me they were on passing like that, I'm like, oh, come on. They can't, you know. See, with Brady, I'm like, okay, I'm not a Brady and Madison. You know what? I was going for, and no one listened to me. When I like a couple of people, I was getting to like the Melody and Brady.
They were like great. They were great as a couple on days, didn't you think so?
You mean Patton?
Ariana
I
and
never,
Brady?
Yeah.
I like them. Well, they came from Patton.
Laura Becker goes, I can't get used to the recast of Brady and Austin. Actually, Austin is the original Austin. Patrick Muldoon was the first one to do Austin, and then he left, and then gave us Austin Peck, and now it's back to
Patrick Muldoon.
You know, I mean, I think I heard, I could be wrong, that Lucas is coming back.
He is. Brian DiTillo, he's coming back.
Oh, why did you miss that?
I like Lucas.
I did.
Well, and you know who I would love to come back, just because I think it would be a really good soapy thing. I would love Mike to come back, actually.
Which one? There's a couple.
I like both of them, actually. It doesn't matter with Mike, but I loved Woke and Kristen Clark. I mean, they had chemistry. I was a Mike and Carrie fan.
I like them both, too.
Yeah, I do, too. And, you know, it gets very confusing when they, you know, go from a recast to the listener back. But, you know, but if you think about it, Lucas and Austin is Lucas, and Austin and Mike are all brothers. I mean, Lucas is brothers to both of them, and I just find that funny. I'm thinking, you know, and I was a Lucas and Sammy fan. Oh, I
love.
Yeah,
me too. I like them.
I feel like they fucked them up.
Yeah, I like them together. I like them. Of course, I like Allison Sweeney a lot. I talked to her on the phone once. So ever since I talked to her, I liked her before I talked to her on the phone, but I had a conversation for 10 minutes on the phone with her once. So I love her. I got to talk to her, and so I was excited I got to talk to her, and I'm just a big fan of hers. I love Allison Sweeney, but a lot of people don't, but I like her.
I think she's really evolved. Her character.
Oh,
she has.
Her character. She's kind of bad.
Yeah.
But she means well.
That's exactly what. Yeah. That's her.
She means well, but in true life, right? In real life, she is the nicest.
Yeah.
She is the nicest person you could ever talk to. She's sweet. She's nice. She's really a good person, and when I talked to her on the phone, happened to be, I don't know if I ever told you the story, but it happened to be through something, I was donating to something, Stand Up for Cancer, and it was all stars. Did I tell you this story?
You never did.
There were all these stars, and you could a star was going to pick up the phone.
Wow.
So I already made my donation, then they put me in the star circle, and I said, please, can I get Allison Sweeney? Please, let me get Allison Sweeney, because they showed you all the stars that were sitting there. You know how they show the circle? with Alice Paz answering the phone. All of a sudden, someone picks up the phone. Hi, this is Allison Sweeney. I said, get out.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, you are kidding me. Get out. She said, get out? What are you saying get out to me for? I said, Allison, I can't believe it's you. I said, I'm a soap fan. I said, there's all these stars here, and I wanted to get you. And she said, well, you got me. And she was so sweet and so nice. And she said, oh, you're a safe fan. I said, yeah, I love you and Rafe. And she told me a couple of little things that were coming up. She gave me a few little scoops, and she was so nice. So I love her.
That's one thing I like about soap actors. They really do try to do their best for their fans. They really appreciate them.
Yeah.
She said, I made her night. She said, you know, I've been here all night. And she said, this is the best thing that happened to me all night. She said, thank you so much. She said, you made my night. Well, I'm sure people got her, right?
I love
it. People got her. They didn't know her. You know,
actually, I know people say reality TV is bad. But see, on this new TV guide, they did, like, one of them in November with, like, you know, she has dinner with some of her Hollywood friends. Allie Landry and her, like, I guess, really good friends. And there's a lot of people, a woman, it's called, like, Hollywood Moms Club. And it was actually really good, you know. And to see, you know, Addison Cook and... I don't know. I just found that better than Duty Soap.
Does anyone watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I used to a long time ago. I haven't because I don't get the channel anymore.
Okay,
you know what? This is a sad reason why I'm watching it. It's because of the whole Taylor Armstrong thing. I don't know why it's me and tragedies. I have to go and watch it, but, you know, I feel sorry for her, and, you know, so, yeah, I kind of been watching it.
What's the tragedy?
Her husband committed suicide. Is that what you're talking about, Kelly?
Oh, see, I do not, I'm sorry, that woman's got more to say. She's just making herself look.
I don't like her anymore. I don't like her. She was on The View. I don't know if anyone saw her, but she wrote a book. 3 minutes after he's gone, book.
Yeah. I know. That's what I don't get.
She wrote
a
book.
I do. She's making money.
No, Shiloh. No, she's out to help people with domestic abuse because there's women out there that really need her help.
Oh, yeah.
So she's out there to help them. And forget it. I watched the reunion show tonight, and she's screaming about domestic abuse and all this stuff. I guess he was really bad. I watched the show from day one. I mean, I saw the guy. I didn't care for him from the beginning. Only because
I don't care for most of the husbands of the wives on that show.
Some of them, you know, I like the other two husbands that are on there. I kind of like this husband. I didn't care for. He's gone. I don't care. I can say it. His personality was a little different. You never got to know him.
I saw a little clip of him when they were showing after he committed suicide.
You didn't get to know him. That's the only thing I can say about him. It's not that I didn't care for him. I never got to know him because he didn't let his personality out. So you didn't really see any loving, really, thing between them. There wasn't a lot of love like the other husbands show. There wasn't any kind of, it was just he didn't show his personality. But now that he's gone, she's out there. She's got bills galore because he left her with a lot of debt. I can see her wanting to make some money, but you don't write a book.
Come on.
You don't write a book 3 minutes after he's gone. I really don't like her anymore.
Yeah, that's,
no.
You know, and
I can't stand her lips. She said tonight it was
fake lips.
Lip implants, and she can't get rid of them. So she said you kind of stuck with these. So she has lip implants.
She didn't mind spending her husband's money on that kind of crap.
You know what? Here's me, like a normal person. If my husband was beating me, and he was beating me, and there was nothing that we could do about it, she said there was nothing she could do about it because financially, if she left him, if she told the police about him, he would lose his job and he couldn't support her and her child. Well, if it was me and I did that, well, I would have to go to the state maybe for help, or I would have to put my child in someplace. I would have to work. I
right.
would have to do something.
Right.
Something. I mean, the worst case scenario, well, I would have to go to the state or something.
Exactly.
Or something. I would have to get help from outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but,
no. She's
but
pathetic.
There is help.
She's
there
a
is
user.
Help.
She is a total user as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm through with her. She wasn't my favorite
yeah.
anyway. She wasn't my favorite.
She just comes across now because of this whole scenario like, woe be me. And I'm like, lady, everyone has a choice. Nobody made you stay there. The only reason you stayed there, I believe, now this may not be true.
Money.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
And that's exactly it. Otherwise, she would have walked out. That woman doesn't look,
no.
you know, like someone that cares.
No. And he had, you know, I think part of the reason, now, here's the other part. Where do you hear this? I guess his associate that he
yeah.
did business with killed himself right after.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
I didn't know that till tonight in the reunion show. They asked her, is it true that his associate killed himself too?
See, I watched when the first Beverly Hills, well, it was the Orange County women.
I've never
seen
that.
And I really
that.
Got hooked into all that. That was one of the beginnings, you know, series.
The only one
it.
I watched was the Beverly Hills one because I wanted to see the rich and glamorous. I like that kind of thing. I wanted to see how they live.
Well, these women were, too, in Orange County.
They were rich?
Yes.
I wanted to see that whole thing. That's the only one I ever watched. So I got into it, and actually my boyfriend loves the show. He wants to, when I record it, because I don't watch it because I have a lot of conflicts on Monday night, I record
right.
it, and when we go to watch recorded shows, he says, put on The Housewives first. He loves the show. Don't ask me why, because he doesn't like things like that, but he loves this particular show.
It's something that just hooks people in, you know.
He yells at them. He says, oh, this one, look at her. He says, this one, she's a jerk.
You know, okay, I will say I am hooked on a reality TV show, and I'm not going to apologize, but I do like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Don't know why, but I don't know. I just... You know.
He's another one that I think, I mean, I get
oh,
him,
yeah.
but I think that he's led a very hard life based on the way.
Who is this?
Dog, the Bounty Hunter.
Dog,
oh,
the Bounty Hunter.
I never
hunter.
Saw that. I never saw that.
Oh, okay. I watched it. Just, I don't know why. I just got into it and, you know, and, you
my
know,
cousin,
the real.
My cousin, Lord of Mercy on her soul, she passed away, but she... That was one of her favorite shows. She loved Dog the Bounty Hunter. She loved
yep.
it. So
yep.
I can see why you like it. She loved it. She
well,
told me to watch
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, back to The Real Housewives. The new one, Brandy, okay, I just want to say I do love Leanne and Eddie together. And, you know, I mean, you know, yeah, they did a bad thing by, you know, cheating on the spouse, but I think sometimes you cannot control who you fall in love with. So I try not to people, you know, that, you know, do that. But Brandy is real. She got married, and then she got in, the married, and now, like, a week later, I do
Brandy
not get
was,
that.
Brandy was married to Eddie Cyprian. Cyprian,
yes.
what? Really?
Yeah, Brandy was
yep.
married to him. He left her. He cheated on her with Leanne Rimes, and he
oh,
left
yeah.
her.
Oh, singer, or this is the woman?
What?
Yep.
That's he cheated on her, and he
oh.
left her for Leanne Rimes. She was hurt.
Oh yeah. Okay, you're talking. Okay, I thought you were talking about someone else.
Are you talking
but
about Brandy,
now-
Kylie?
You know what?
Were you talking about Brandy?
Yeah, Brandy was married
was
to Eddie.
I was Brandy the singer.
Oh. I was talking about Brandy from, you know, the Real Housewives.
Well, she got cheated on with, he left her for Leanne Rimes, and he married Leanne Rimes. Yeah. So she's got kind of an attitude, and she's kind of a
She's milking that too.
She's kind of they called her a slut tonight. They were saying that to her. She said,
"Oh
well,
my gosh."
She says, if you want to call me a slut, well, I'm not a slut, but if you want to call me that, okay, I'll take it. She was like that. She's outspoken. She opens her mouth. She's not afraid to say anything to anyone. Whatever she said, whatever she's thinking comes right out of her mouth, and sometimes it's not pretty. Sometimes it's not pretty. But she's a beautiful woman. She's very...
And Kai, Kylie and... Paris Hilton aunt.
Kyle, Paris Hilton's mother, and Kim are sisters.
Okay, Biden. Okay, yeah. I'm gonna have overtime. But just call in like 3 minutes or like a minute before, and I can get you on. But yeah, I mean, we stay for overtime. Sometimes we stay until. It says you are disconnected from Blog Talk Radio. So it says Liaison is not having a show tonight. I'm Daytime After Dark and Liaison Radio all in one.
This is Liaison Radio too.
But Christy and I were talking, because I went to the dentist on yesterday, and I go, okay, if I die, I was only having like a couple of feelings, but I hate going to the dentist, and so I hate them more than anything, and they numb me for like, you know, ever, and I called her, I'm like, okay, if I die, I'm leaving you Daytime After Dark. And she's like, okay, if I die, I'm leaving you Liaison Radio. So basically, if one of us dies, the other one is taking over the other radio. So yeah. Yeah.
Daytime After Dark works for me. 10 o'clock is a perfect time for me to call, so I like it. Because it's 12 o'clock. After midnight, I have to go talk to my girlfriend, so... It works out good. I can never get on Christy's show.
I know we missed you over there, but, you know, I understand not being able to talk to your friend, you know, all week or whatever. Yep. And, you know, Friday night.
She texts me when she's
Ladies,
finished with
it. Ladies, I'm going to have to go. This is Janet. I'm going to head out, so have a good evening.
Okay.
I have to get up early in the morning.
Okay. It's Saturday. You can sleep in.
I wish. My daughters have CCD 8 a.m. in the morning on Saturdays.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. All right.
Good night.
Enjoy.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Call back next week.
Okay, you too.
Okay, so that caller was nice for, you know. We are getting some first-time callers around here. You know, which is nice. Okay, so, yeah, daytime. A bachelor at a party. A good friend of mine that I grew up with, that I live next door, when we were growing up, is getting married. I'm the maid of honor, and we are having a bachelor. Yeah. Oh, and and Mel's here. Hi, Mel.
Hey.
How's the little guy? So, yeah, that's the 24th. Yeah, well, that's the night of the 24th. So if I call in the long radio for a second and I sound drunk, don't mind me, but we're going karaoke.
Okay.
You know, and it was my idea because, you know, all of us thought, okay, none of us wanted to do the strip thing, you know, that just, it wasn't like our cup of tea, so I'm like, okay, let's go karaoke. So, yeah, we are going to do that, which is fun.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, but I still have to
enjoy work. That when I'm really drunk.
Well, I have to work on my maid of honor speech, right? And I've been putting off. Because, okay, talking on the radio, I can do it. I don't get nervous, you know. But when it's 350 people, it's like, okay. So I think I'm going to have a glass of wine right before I do it. Because, you know, if I have something in me, maybe,
that'll
you know,
calm you
looking...
Down.
Yeah, I mean, but 350 people for a wedding, that is a big wedding.
That's a big wedding.
Off the
yes,
air,
it is.
You have called in to tell us the show before, and that's had up to 1,000 people at least listening, so you should be okay.
But you know what? If you have a drink and you get relaxed, if you mess it up, you won't give a crap.
Right, that's
yeah,
a good
exactly.
idea.
And then you can
blame
it on that later.
That's a real good idea, Callie. Have a drink.
Yeah, because, you know, and but no, it's like with this way, you know, you guys, this, guess how long we have to be there before the wedding starts?
How long?
You know, 4 hours. We are going to be.
You're kidding.
Why?
No. No,
why
because the groom. The groom, I love you, Ryan, but the groom is so, he has every moment planned of this whole entire day. And all of us are kind of laughing because, I'm sorry, it's a wedding. Things go away at weddings. And, you know, we are taking pictures and all that before the wedding
right.
because, we were talking about that maybe makes more sense because after the wedding, people want to visit. You know, no one's really going to be into pictures, so we are doing that for a whole hour and a half. But we are there an hour and a half before we are even, you know, taking pictures. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been married. My sister, I was a maid of honor. Hawaiian, but that was a political choice because she couldn't decide between her 7 sister-in-laws and her best friends. So she came up to me when I out of the blue because we are 5 years, you know, difference. And she's like, oh, by the way, I would like you to be my maid of honor. I'm like, me? I was 17. I'm like, me? She's like, Yeah, and I go, why? He goes, oh, because you're my sister, and my brother told me, like, oh, no, you're the safe choice if she picks you. And I'm like, okay.
Right, nobody can get mad if they pick the sister, basically.
Well,
right.
yeah, and, you know, I mean,
point.
you know, and my mom, you know, my mom believes that, you know, all the siblings should be in the wedding party because her brother's wife was psycho, but her brother's wife never asked her to be in the wedding and all of that. And I think she got her feelings over that. So when she had all of us, she's like, when you guys get married, you know, have your brothers and sisters in your wedding. And I go, I'm like, Mom, if I get married late in life, I will have Stacy no problem. And my sister and my 2 sister-in-laws have been in like 30 weddings apiece. And they're like, no, you can pick Terry. Because I guess after being in so many weddings, you know, you don't want to do that anymore. Oh, by the way, did you guys hear the rumor about the nurse's ball coming back to General Hospital? That was one of the rumors I heard that they are bringing it back. They might be bringing
it
back.
I've heard it's a rumor. I haven't heard anything
yet. Yeah,
I
heard it
might happen.
That would be good.
You know what?
Then that means Lucy Coe's coming back.
Right. I was going to say, you can't have the nurse's ball without her.
No, she has to be
there. I love Lucy. I love to Doc Sigmund. I went through a phase where I wanted to get a duck just because of the duck. But my mom said no. But no, I was, you know, I thought, okay, if they bring back the Mrs. Bonnell, okay, they could have Jason and Sonny finally perform. I want to see Steve Burton on the stage making ass out of himself. I'm sorry. I think that would be a ride.
He won't do it.
He won't do what?
Steve Burton won't go on the stage.
But he does post shows now. Maybe, you know, the band, maybe, you know, that might, you know, but I would love to see Jason and Sonny.
Wouldn't that be a riot?
And Spinelli all singing up there.
Wouldn't
and, you
that
know,
be
Spinelli
a riot?
Oh, my God.
That'd
be
and
funny.
Spinelli can take off his clothes while he's singing just for me.
And blow you a kiss.
Yes, I'm sorry, but, oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm
working out now, Carly.
I know. I heard. And, you know, I'm still in the Trudeau campaign, people, and you guys all got to help me. I want Bradford back on here. You know, I would love that. I would actually love the whole band on here. I would love to get Brandon on. I would love to talk to Scott. You know, Scott can bring Misty and, you know, Steve can be Becky.
I've only watched about 10 years.
I know, but I'm just saying if, you know, all of those guys came on at once, you know how popular I would be, you guys, to get, like, all of the actors on one show? You know, and, do you guys think Robin will die, or how do you think this whole
I don't think she's going to die.
Okay. No, I think they might, you know, presume she's gone, but I don't think she'll really be gone.
That girl tonight said what her name was, said when she's killed off, but I don't think she's going to be killed off.
Well, I think what it's going to happen is we think she gets killed off, but then I've also heard that she gets kidnapped. So I'm not sure. I would think they're going to kill her off, but she goes somewhere.
Ron Cavallotti said it's going to be very emotional. He said it's going to be very emotional.
Yeah.
So it must be something that we think she's killed off, because he said it's a very emotional story.
Yeah.
You know, I was enjoying the Robin and Jason scenes lately, and I loved it when Liz and Jason were able to talk about Robin and how, you know, both of them. And, you know, Patrick had no right getting mad at Jason, number one. You know, he told Robin to go tell your husband. You know, but Jason, you know, was there for Robin. And I love that they are finally connecting in that way before she goes. You know, but one thing I am not buying, you guys, and tell me if I'm crazy. Why in the hell didn't Sonny know? Sonny and Robin are like brother and sister.
That's a big mistake.
They messed up everything so bad, Carly.
Anymore, I just accept whatever they did.
Well,
it's not worth my anger anymore.
He should have known. He would have known if there's some good writing there.
Exactly.
Well, the other day, Well, I was watching like a week or two when Sonny and Luke have those scenes where, you know, about Johnny, and Sonny opens the document, looks back at the document and smiles, and I almost threw my pants. That was, like, funny to me. That was, like, hilarious. I'm like, okay, this is, you know, because whenever, and, you know, Luke and Sonny are in a scene.
It's
no matter what, they pull off so good. And
I love being with them.
They love working together.
They're really good together.
And, you know, they've always said such nice things in interviews and all that. And
they have chemistry.
Did anybody see all the videos Kim's been interviewing the people on the show?
No.
She's behind the camera. It's there's a lot of them on.
I saw her a little bit.
General Hospital Happenings 2. They have.
Can I bring you on mail?
I saw an interview with, was it Becky?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, you're on mail with us.
Hi, Carly. It's Ashley. How are you?
Hey, Ash.
Hi,
welcome
Ashley.
To the party.
Hello.
But no, no, I haven't.
Yes, Kim interviewed Steve. He interviewed Becky.
Yeah. I saw Becky.
She interviewed Tracy, Jane, and I mean Kim actually got choked up talking to Jane, and Jane was trying to fight from crying because she was complimenting her on her work.
Can someone, Kath or Philo with everyone, can you guys DM me yet or email me the site? Because I would love to see it. Because
I didn't even know
it was out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I'm going to miss Kimberly. You know, we all saw Robin grow up. They never did the soap aging thing with Robin. And I'm so glad they didn't. I mean, I'm going to miss her because, you know, she's a Scorpio, but...
That's what I told her. She's like, he won't remember this when he's older. I was like, no, but I know his sister loves him.
Yeah. And, you know, I know she wants to do other things, but why can't make this book around her? Because Robin
I think they
is...
will.
Okay.
I think Carvalhati respects and likes her work, and I think he will leave the door open.
He didn't want her to go, right?
Right.
Oh. In that interview, he didn't want her to go.
Right, right. But she also interviews Sonny, Maurice, which was very good. She really did interview quite a few people, and it was just so, I mean, it really got you teared up.
She actually told
Becky that she was upset when she heard that Becky got fired, that she started crying.
Yeah,
and you know what? All those stupid rumors last year about, you know, someone laughed. You know, and they were throwing Kimberly McCall under the bus. I never believed that. It was probably chemo, but not Kimberly. You know, Kimberly and Becky, you know, respect
the
each other. Yeah, and...
That's Robin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I was watching the other night. I don't know why. I was watching The Good Night Out. And when Liz says, slam it, lick it. Whatever she says, it was funny. And then at that time, Emily was dating Sunny. And see, Emily comes home from Sunny and goes about, you know, how much she wants to bang him. And in the morning, Emily is horrified that she said that to Sunny. I miss those Good Night Out because I loved when Robin and Emily and Liz and Lisa all went out. Those were really good episodes. And the one that they dreamed about Patrick. You know, loved it when the guy fantasized about Carly. That was a great episode, too. But, you know, I am going to miss her because she should not be leaving. And, you know, I'm proud of her because she was so outspoken against Lexi. You know, Kimberly, you know, that's what I thought. You know what, you know, I was so happy someone was calling them out and, you know, Kimberly said yes, they wanted to sex her up too. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, Christina, Elizabeth, Robin, Emily never needed to be sexed up. you know, and I'm afraid, you know. You know, that's why they have Sam the call for that.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll keep Patrick?
I hope so. I hope so, because I love Jason Thompson, but...
I do, too.
There's no indication that I've heard that he's leaving, but I do wonder, because, I mean, really, what are they going to do with him?
Yeah.
They can't really put him with anyone, not for a long, long time.
Well, exactly.
You know, and...
And he's got to...
You know...
How's he going to take care of... How's he going to... Well, he can be a single father, but it's going to be pretty hard. He works...
Well, but I do think, and maybe I'm wrong, I do think Liz will step up and help Patrick with Emma, because I just, you know, I think Robin would do the same for her if she was gone like that. I think, you know, with that, and, you know, and Emma doesn't really have any grandparents on campus, so you cannot really say, oh, see, you know, like they've said, oh, the boy lived with Audrey, whatever, for the last, you know, however long. So really, you know, and this is bringing back Robert. Well, I heard Robert was coming back. Melody, have you heard that too, or is that just a
rumor?
Robert
Tanner and Holly.
Yes, he's coming back.
In fact, I don't know if that's just a rumor, but it sounded like...
No, next week he, I think, okay, next,
oh,
this coming up week...
To die, guys.
Huh?
My phone may die in a minute, sorry.
Uh-huh.
I believe Robert comes back towards the end of February. I believe Fiona will be back
2-1-3-0-2
this week, I think. I'm pretty sure that's the timing.
And Holly's coming, too.
Yeah, but she won't be there very long. Thank God.
And is Nathan leaving?
I heard Ethan may still stay, but there's something hinging on it, and I can't remember what.
I know. I read that, too. I read that.
What I heard was he was leaving with Cassandra.
I heard he was leaving with Holly.
Bye-bye, Cassandra.
See, I figured if he leaves, that's who he would leave with is that. But I don't know that. I really don't know who he'd leave with.
I hope he's staying. I like his character.
I do, too.
Well, I get tired of them bringing in long-lost children just to take them off, you know.
Exactly.
Well, he's Luke's son. I don't like the fact that Luke had a child without being with Laura, without it being Laura's, but he does. And it's a fact.
Yeah.
So he's there. So
Mike, okay. I know we talked about this before, but I'm freaking confused. Sorry with the language, but okay, is Ethan supposed to be older than Lucky? Oh, and you know, because is Ethan and Nicholas the same age? I'm confused about this because the only time I can remember, you know, Laura being gone once it got kidnapped by those Castadine, but I was trying to pinpoint where the supposed thing with Holly ever came in.
I'm confused. I have to say I'm confused about it myself because Holly was pregnant and it was Robert. It was with Robert. Or it's...
I thought she ran, and you know what? I thought she miscarried.
Well, I remember watching that. I watched that on YouTube, actually. Move something like the playpen or the crib, and it was too heavy and she miscarried.
Yeah, she miscarried, but I don't know where she got pregnant with Luke, so that's something I don't know. So I don't have an answer to that.
Shiloh? That was Luke's baby, right?
What was that? I was sending Carly that link. It's on Facebook for you, Carly.
Oh, thank you.
Here's a question we have. When did Nathan get conceived? Do you know?
Because looking at...
Does Lucky...
I don't know, but I believe he's younger than... he's older than Lulu, but he's in between Lucky and Lulu, I believe. That's the impression
that's
I got.
Okay.
Well, Lucky, I think Lucky's the oldest. I think Lucky's older than him, for sure.
I do.
And Lulu's younger.
Good. But Nicholas is older than Lucky, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Lucky's
but
the
who's
oldest.
Older than Lucky?
Lucky's the oldest. I think Ethan's next. And I think
yes.
Lulu's the youngest.
Yes.
Well, Nicholas would be older than all of them, right?
Yes.
Nicholas is the oldest, right?
Right. That's the impression
right.
I get.
Because Laura was on that island.
Yep.
With Stefan.
Yeah.
Before all of this,
yep.
right?
Or Lucky was born.
You know, yes, I believe
older.
It was before Lucky. Yeah.
Okay.
See, this is why I'm confused, because, I remember Laura being gone and looked funny, her, on the dock or whatever. Oh, am I confusing now with Day Live Our Life with Donna and Marlena?
Now, it could have been maybe when Luke was thought dead that she was with the Cassadine guy. I can't remember the timeline.
It's funny.
You guys all remember that Luke was on the campus, but Bill, his cousin was.
Eckert.
I think Lucky's the oldest. I think Nicholas was after that, wasn't he, when Laura was taken?
No, I really don't think so. I think Nicholas, well, now I'm not sure because I'm trying to remember
when Nicholas came
on campus.
Don't ask me because I have no memory anymore. I can't remember anything.
Let me look it up quick. I can tell you when.
I've been watching.
Okay.
I started watching the show when Laura and Scotty were married and Luke was just coming into the picture. So I don't remember anything.
Because, here's another question, okay. Robin and Lucky are more than just a couple years apart. Because they have screwed with so many ages on that show because,
they screw around with them.
All three children, out of all of Sonny's children, only one was born before my daughter, and that was Michael, and she's 10.
And Sonny adopted him.
I still think this whole Dante thing was this out of someone's ass. Sorry, excuse the phone.
Oh, right, I forgot about Dante.
Dante's and,
Maybe Sonny should go.
Dante was an afterthought.
I think Sonny should get a vasectomy, but Jason should never get a vasectomy because him and Liz make the most beautiful kids, and,
football team first.
That Jake was so gorgeous. It looked just like Elizabeth. It looked like Becky Herbst and Stephen Burton had a baby.
Aww.
Yep.
Right?
I'm going to have to catch up.
It did. And
it looked just like Becky and Steve had a baby. That's how, because they're both gorgeous, and Jake was so gorgeous.
They are. And, someone told me that Steve is like 41, 42.
He's 42.
I thought he was a little younger than that.
No.
I'm like, he looks younger, but, and
I think you can tell in the last couple of years he's got older looking. I noticed, he's got a little older looking, as he should.
Yeah.
But But I noticed.
Steve Burton or Steve Weber?
Steve Burton.
I don't know, Steve Burton.
Steve Burton.
Well, he's filled out a lot, too.
Yeah,
he's got
older looking, though. I noticed in the last couple of years. He's showing his age a little bit.
He's still fine looking.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's gorgeous.
Nicholas Cassadine came on canvas in 1996.
And how old was he, does it say?
No, this is just kind of where it tells about when the characters came on canvas. I'm trying to find Lucky.
Okay, if it was 1996.
Well, Lucky's been on there longer than that.
He was 16. He was 16.
I believe
16.
So. Right.
Lucky's been on there longer than that, for
in
sure.
In 1996? Okay, and let's see, how old was I in 1996? Because I'm almost 31 now. In 1996, I would have been 15. So she would have been 4.
Oh, my God,
oh,
wait, Melody.
Give me a break.
Oh, my God. Melody, I'm older than Melody. This is bad. You are 31. I'm 35. Geez.
Let me see how old I was in 1996.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to, like, equate how old he is, because I guess he would be about the same age as me, his character.
Oh,
right?
My God. You're so young.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm only kidding.
I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, but if you think how many, you know, Steffi Zeno Hostel has aged their people, but Bold and the Beautiful really aged Hope on Bold and the Beautiful. I mean, you know, she was like 7, and then she turned around and she was 17.
I've gone through streaks with that show. I watched it, couldn't stand it. I watched it, couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
Now I haven't watched it for a year. I went back and started watching it, and I feel like I never left. I didn't need anyone to tell me any storyline. I didn't need anyone to fill me in, because I read it in Soap Opera Digest. I would read what was going on with it all the time. I wasn't watching it. I don't need anyone to tell me one single thing. I'm right up to date with it.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not the biggest Taylor fan.
I don't like Taylor. Look at her face. What about her face?
Wow, yeah.
She was on Days. Remember when she was on Days?
Yeah.
She didn't look like that. Yep. She has done massive face work. It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somebody on Bold and the Beautiful?
Yeah, Taylor. Her face is like, oh, my
God. Who's
that?
Tyler Hunter. Is that who it is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She was a beautiful woman, and she screwed up her face.
She was gorgeous. She was on Days. Yes. She was beautiful. She had the most beautiful face, the most beautiful eyes. The most beautiful everything. She looks stupid. I think she looks dumb, stupid.
She looks like a plastic person.
But
people who get this so much work done that they look ridiculous.
She had it done years ago, because she's looked this stupid for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
I've always... But, okay, maybe I took in my boobs, but, you know, then I get freaked out about it. But I don't understand Hollywood, and they go under the knife so many times. I always have, like, this fear of going under the knife, so I don't understand how people can keep going and going and going. And
I stand in the mirror, and I pull my face up, because my skin's okay. Doesn't look that bad, but there's places where I'd like to pull it up, because when you get older, and Carly, you'll know this.
Me too. I know what you're saying, dear.
Everything falls.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it falls everywhere.
Yeah. And I remember a Golden Girls episode where they were talking about it, and Joe Stamos said, "Bring us, go get a meal," and, you know, she does something with the meal, and, you know, she lies, you know, clear back, and it's not good. And then she, like, faces, you know, down, and she looks okay, and, you know, and...
I remember
you know,
that.
yeah, I'm like...
My advice is to younger people, and I wish I did this now, always sleep on your back. You
really,
listen,
okay?
You girls? You listen, you girls? always sleep in your back. Don't be a side sleeper. I'm a side sleeper. Don't be a side sleeper.
Too.
Don't change. Be a back sleeper. I'm telling you, I'm 57 years old. Sleep on your back.
You're not, Kathy.
Me too.
Kathy,
okay.
You're not 57.
Silo, you are too?
Yeah.
Born in 1954?
Yep.
What month?
August.
You're older than me? Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, you guys both.
Shiloh Zolda. I'm going to say that now all the time.
Yeah,
that's what my best friend tells me too, because she was born in 54 too.
My
she
best
goes,
friend.
She,
my best.
She was born in September.
I'm born in December. My best friend was born in July, and I give her so much of a hassle. She always tells me, you know, she's older than me. I definitely tell her she's older than me every chance I get because she's born in July. So, Shiloh, I'm going to rub this in.
That's okay. I can take it.
But, see, one good thing is you have a daughter. Do you have any other children?
Well, I have two ex-stepsons. They're adults. They're in their 30s.
Okay, I guess that counts. So at least you have children. See,
I was married 17 years. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I have a cat, so.
I have a dog.
Kathy, did you have one kid, or you just?
Ever since I was a young girl, I wanted kids, but I just didn't meet the right person. Then when I did meet the right person, it's too late.
Yeah.
That's what
God,
happened.
God, you know. Hold on, you guys. It's Christy. Hey, I'm still on the show. Okay.
Damn, I hate going through this list because it's not in alphabetical, so I have
to
look
through.
Lucky's
been on there longer than 1996.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and...
Well,
no,
in 96. He came, you know... What's his face came in 96? I'm trying to see when Lucky did, but
even
I don't.
But even if Lucky came on earlier than 96, that still doesn't mean he's older than Nicholas.
Well, I'm sure he came in because he was a young kid. I mean, I watched him when he came to the, when he was a little older.
He was a little kid.
Oh, yeah. He's always been little. He has always looked like a younger person than what he is.
I loved him and Elizabeth when they were first together, though. You can't take that away from them when they were young kids. Shiloh, did you like them then?
No, because I have a different opinion of Lucky.
See, maybe because I love Jonathan Jackson so much. Maybe that's it, because I do. I love Jonathan Jackson. I think he's... an extremely talented actor.
Oh, I loved
actor.
Him when he was young. He was the young kid.
I think he's
yeah.
an extremely talented actor, and when he's on screen, I love his scenes with Luke. I love his acting. I think he's an extremely talented actor. I think he's really, really good in the part. I don't like him with Liz. I don't want him with Liz, but I like
him.
But
his
I like
return it. To me was as bad as Vanessa's.
See, I like his acting. When he came back, I was happy. Because
I mean the tears and stuff. It, like, occurred in every scene, no matter what the scene was. It was like, you're driving me crazy.
But they wrote that for him.
Yeah.
They wrote that for him, though. It was too much. He didn't like it. He said he didn't like it. He didn't want that melodramatic stuff. He didn't want to play that. And that's what he said. He was tired of doing that. You know, can you put yourself in his place? Every day you have to come to work and you have to cry in the scene and be depressed and be gloomy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what Steve thinks, too. He's getting sick of it.
Well, Steve is not happy with his storyline.
Right.
Steve must be.
Well,
imagine Steve.
Come on. I don't think any of us would be, if we had to go work with someone we know we don't have chemistry with, and someone that, you know, you do not like working with.
And you don't respect their lifestyle, probably.
Exactly. And, you know, because, you know, even when Steve is in a scene with Laura, Kimberly, Rebecca is signed through as good. But the moment you put, even in a scene with... Sam, it did not work.
You know, I'm just thinking about Michaela. You know the little girl that had cancer that was on Dirty Soap?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she followed me, and I was following her. This is from a long time ago. Kelly tweeted,
yeah,
follow
yeah.
her. a long time ago because I was following Kelly, and Kelly tweeted, follow her. So I followed her, and we started writing back and forth to each other, tweeting back and forth.
Really?
I told her she looked beautiful. This is way before she was on Dirty Soap. Way, way before she was on Dirty Soap, a very long time ago. This is a year or longer.
Yeah.
So she tweeted me. She was sick. She'd say, I'm sick tonight. I'd say, oh, I'm sorry you're sick. And, you know, I would tweet her back and forth. She got a new wig. She posted a picture. I said, oh, you look beautiful. She said the day she went to the studio.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I hope you had a good time. We were tweeting back and forth. I think she unfollowed me. I have to
Why?
Look. I have to look at my followers. I have to look. I think she unfollowed me because maybe she's been seeing liaison stuff. I don't know. I think she unfollowed me.
Why would anyone unfollow you? That's how I don't get. I mean, that's
just... She's a JCM fan, of course. She loves Kelly.
But I
was always a liaison fan, but maybe she knows...
I know, much. I mean...
But I might have wrote a few things about Kelly, or I might have tweeted something about Jason and Sam or something like that. I think she unfollowed me. Because I haven't seen a thing from her.
But that's about a soap opera. She shouldn't. If you were slamming Kelly, I could understand it. But not
no, I don't say
character.
I don't say anything about Kelly.
Right.
No.
I try not to either.
I don't say a word about Kelly. I don't.
You know, Philo, I do miss you on Twitter, Philo. I gotta admit, I miss you on Twitter, Kathy. Hi, at least. You know, even if we don't have a soap on Friday, at least I know Kathy's on Twitter, so I know she's okay. But you've been missing.
I pop in now, but very rarely any length of time.
Guess what? I don't go on there. I really don't write to anyone. I'm not.
I know.
I have a lot of I don't have a lot of followers. I have, I don't know how many, 100 and something, not many. But I don't write to anyone. I don't get in conversations with anyone. The only people I might say something to, a few, but mostly Carly. I'll say something to Carly and Christy sometimes.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right. But there's no one else that I might join in. There's a few people that if I see something, I might write to them. There's a few people, but I really don't. I'm too embarrassed to write something.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's good because, you know, my biggest regret last week was the whole thing that went down on Twitter. I mean, you know, it was, I mean, you say one thing in this spiral and you cannot... You cannot get it back. Even if you delete your comment, people still have your comment. So really, it's like, Twitter used to be really fun, and I don't think it's that fun anymore. I mean,
I made a comment one night. I'm not going to say who the person was, because are we still on here? No.
Yeah, I'm no more off.
It's recorded, though. I'm not going to say. I made a because you know who the person is. I made a comment one night. Because I was upset because something said about General Hospital being canceled in April.
Yeah.
Or something. I made a comment and said, well, people must be happy, the people that don't watch the show anymore. I said something like that because I really get upset with people who say they're not watching the show anymore.
Right.
That bothers me.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? I'm glad I'm not the only one because, you know, yeah, I might not watch the show until Sunday night. Well, I really just have, you know, just sit and watch like 4 or 5 episodes in a row and not, you know what I mean, it's just, you know, not 1 hour a day. But even when Liaison broke up, I'm like, okay, even though they fucked around with my couple, there are still people I like on there.
Well,
so,
when people say they're not going to watch the show anymore, well, then don't watch it. Don't start. I don't know. I get really, it just bothered me. So I made this comment. I said, well, I hope you're all happy or something like that. I made some comment. Well, this person, and you know who this person is because they took over your show one night. Anyway, this person wrote back to me a terrible tweet and said, well,
what are you blaming all the fans for? What do you think you're saying? And blah, 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 and wrote this big thing back.
Are you serious?
I said, I'm not blaming
wow.
the fans. I just think people should support the show.
Right.
And then she wrote
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I agree.
Then she
wrote back
to me something else, and it was this big ongoing tweet.
I was just trying
to defend myself, saying I just think people should watch the show. Maybe you're writing emails. Maybe you're doing something else. But just try to watch a little bit so you can, you know, just support the show. I know we don't have Nielsen boxes, but I still think we should support the show. I don't care.
I agree.
Me too.
Do you know who it is that I'm talking about?
Can I say it?
Yeah.
David?
No. It's a woman.
I have no clue.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Jonathan Jackson.
Jonathan
Jackson, they said, came to the canvas in 93.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah. And then someone who took over the show last week?
Well, when she speaks, everybody kisses her ass.
No, I have no clue.
Kathy, you got to DM me this. I will keep it between you and I, but now you are going to help me not sleep.
No,
tonight.
I shouldn't say anything because she's probably listening.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, tonight or whatever, just DM me. Because, you know, you got me curious. But no, I mean, I'm sorry. I've been supporting the show. Even when they died, I mean, the moment they broke up, I remember going on in the zone with, I hate, you know, Ryan, don't let me start with that. And people were like, well, we are not going to watch anymore because they zone is not together. And I'm like, even though they tore my couple up and one side down wrong, I couldn't walk away. I just cannot walk away from something that's been with me through every breakup, everything that has always been there. I just couldn't see leaving it, even though I'm frustrated at times with General Hospital. I cannot just see walking away from it.
Well, I totally agree with you guys, but I mean, it's to me, it's one of those things where they have the right to have their own opinion. Whatever.
I don't like
when they rag on the show and they're not even watching it, you know, months later. It's like, why are you discussing it if you don't watch?
Well, this person has ragged on the show, doesn't watch it anymore, and then this announcement came out, and then they're saying stuff about that, and I just made a comment. Well, I said something like, well, you must be happy. Those of you who didn't care to watch the show or something. I said it in some way, well, all hell broke loose, probably like it did the day, Carly, you said something or whatever happened. And
yep.
This person is the queen of, not the queen, the second queen of all things General Hospital, not the first queen, the second one. And so it was like such a big deal. And I'm like, oh, my God, why did I say anything? And
well,
since then. And since then, I don't really tweet much because I know I'm going to get in trouble.
It's really hard to put in a little amount of space, a few
exactly.
words, and make it sound. That's the problem with emails and all that. You don't really get the emotion
yeah.
from the person. You
yeah.
interpret it one way, and it may be totally different than what you said.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so this kind of communication is very touchy. And I do continue to say I'm like the ABC board. I'm still watching the show. I absolutely hate 90% of the show most of the time. Sometimes 95% of the show or 99%. It depends. But I'm still watching it because I'm going to support this show.
So what if I fast forward a little part of the exam because I don't want to throw up in the next hour.
I hate that part. I go right in the computer.
I'm on the computer when it's on. I don't like what I'm seeing.
I know.
I like some of it. I mean, I love Collie, like you do, Collie. I love watching Collie. I enjoy her. I like Robin and Patrick. I like them. I like Dante and Lulu. I do like them. There's some stories. I love Johnny. I mean, I love Spinelli. I like watching them. There's some stuff I like to watch. I don't like Jason and Sam. I can't stand it. I can't stand that couch, and I can't stand them. And I can't stand her with that face on. I can't stand it. I like to scratch it right off her face.
I know.
You know what? And in the opening of the new hospital, too, you know, that face she gives to the camera. You know, I mean, I love the way Lori looks. You know, her opening, but Kelly, I'm like, oh, so you are really acting like Sam. Okay. You know, that is expressing on the opening. And that's why I said they need to sing the opening because, you know, I do not like seeing chemo in the, you know, in the first show, right after
CCI.
I've always said, this is just my dream opening. Sunny, look, just because, you know.
I love Sunny.
I do, too. I like Sunny. I don't like his character right now too much, but I don't like a lot of characters right now.
Well, yeah.
But I love Sunny.
No, I've always thought you should start with Sunny and Luke because, you know, they are kind of the, you know, head monster guys. And then you should go with Laura Wright because, you know, Carly needs to be, like, number three.
Lover.
And then you should put Steve and Becky on a thing together.
I don't know why they don't put, like, three people on a shot instead of individual.
And you should not wait for the very end for Spinelli, number one.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like the Monica's, like, the last couple ones because it's like saying, when she's barely on, you know.
Well, that's just it. I didn't realize, but they put them on the end because they're not so-called regulars. When they're going to be on the Epi, they put them on there.
Oh, I was wondering why.
I heard somebody explain that, and I'm like,
What do you mean?
Somebody said that the characters that aren't on the canvas regularly, like Spin isn't anymore, and Monica isn't.
Yeah.
So they put them at the end only if they're on today's episode.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh.
And then I started watching, and I'm like, oh, that person's right. I never noticed that.
Well, there's so many good, there is so many good people on there. There are other stories besides Jason and Sam that it's worth watching. It's worth watching, even though the stories linger and they're boring, and it's worth watching. And that's why I say people should support the show and not start commenting on, how can someone say, this is the reason why I wrote this comment that night, how can someone say how bad it is when they're not watching?
I agree with that.
How can you say the show is bad if you're not watching it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I know a lot of people who don't watch it, and they just say, I don't watch it.
You can say you don't watch it. That's fine. But
that's fine.
Don't say, the writing sucks, the story is bad, this sucks, I haven't watched it in 6 months. How can you say that?
Yeah, that's why I get kind of mad because, you know, and then I get mad when people go, oh, you're not boycotting the show, you know, why aren't you? It's terrible. And I'm like,
what about the people that want you to boycott ABC? I'm not going to let them.
You know what? Yeah, I've had this conversation with people, I'm sorry. You guys all know I love Grace.
I
love a lot of ABC shows.
I love a lot of ABC shows. But
they're
on the I boycott ABC, I wouldn't watch a show on ABC. Well, you know what? It's it's they're sacrificing themselves, because why should we sacrifice ourselves because ABC fucked up? Excuse my language.
No, well, that's what I mean when I said other people have other opinions, and if they don't want to watch, fine, but then don't get upset with us if we kind of say, well, then why are you commenting on this?
I mean, yeah, because, you know,
I wrote that on Twitter one night. I wrote, I watch ABC shows. I watch all of ABC shows. I said, I'm not going to let ABC make me suffer because they were stupid. I wrote that on Twitter because I don't care. I watch, I like a lot of shows. I love Revenge. Do you watch Revenge?
Oh, I do too. I haven't been able to get into it, actually.
Oh,
but
good. Christy watches it because she's
It is real good.
Christy and I were tweeting back and forth the other night about it.
I made the mistake of calling her during Revenge because I wanted to ask. And she's like, okay, call me back in 30 minutes when it's over. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, Christy and I were tweeting back and forth.
ABC
has people, good jokes. The comedy,
you know, the thing is,
the comedy's
the
on
thing,
Wednesday night. Do you watch The Middle and Modern Family?
Oh, my parents love those. My mom and dad, I'm not allowed to call them after like 9 on Wednesday. And I go. Okay, so if I'm dying, what am I going to do? He goes, text me. I'm like, okay.
No,
but
comedy.
No, they love The Middle. But I am not going to come on this video and tell people, when the whole boycott thing was happening last year about boycott Target or Walmart, there's no way I can do that. I went to Target today and, let me tell you guys, Target is great, but, they have stuff that, like, that's expensive than other places. So you stuff like everything in your basket. And you go in line, and then you're like, you do some serious damage at Target or Walmart. I don't know if you guys do, but I just,
I have no money.
Well, that's me. I mean, but I could do damage if I had money.
If I had money, I could do a lot of damage, but I'm broke. Broke. No money.
And that's another thing is,
It would be hard for me to find $20 right now.
I hear ya. My payday's finally coming up this week, Wednesday. I can't wait.
We don't have a car. I don't have a car. I take public transportation. I'm broke. That's how I live. Public transportation. So tell me how broke I am.
God bless you.
Well, I have never got my driver's license because
I
drove and I ran into a mailbox and I almost ran over a cat. So I'm like, okay, maybe the bus. The bus is good. But I think now that everyone's so in, not have that much money, how can we say, oh, don't want this and that? When they really don't have money to go out, TV's right there and their favorite soda right there.
Right.
How can you just say, oh, boycott this? That's what I was having a hard time with last year, and I never voiced it, but when, they were saying, call this, call that. I couldn't. I especially when they got to the Target and Walmart thing. I'm like, I can't do that. And, it was, I got mad at people because sometimes I get mad at Silas, though. I love him. I love that he's passionate and everything. But, asking people to boycott things,
I understand that's their passion.
Yeah.
Like Kathy said, my computer and my TV are my entertainment.
Me too.
Exactly.
I have that.
And
that's what I have.
And, I don't care what anybody else chooses to watch or don't like. I don't, it doesn't bother me.
Me neither.
I don't like a lot of things that people love. You know, so it's like it's a personal preference, and I can agree to disagree. And as long as nobody attacks me personally, I'm okay. It's like it's not worth my energy to argue with people on a lot of things.
You know, it's funny in a way, but, you know, not funny, ha-ha, but, you know, the day all my, One Life for Live were off the air, I said to myself, they just made the worst mistake ever.
I know.
Because, you know, we saw the commercials of the weather, you know, that's so. We saw the commercials of the show. No, I mean, I'm sorry, but here I am so, by, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that's why I cheat on my soaps, because I am so sick of seeing the talk shows. By 12 o'clock, I want to serve the TV, because on ABC, that's the only thing until 2 o'clock when the new hospital comes on.
You know what? I got to tell you, since One Life to Live has gone off, I've started watching The Talk, and I can at least tolerate that show as a filler right now.
Well, you know, yeah, well, to be honest,
I got a great schedule. I got a great schedule. I have 12:30. I have to go. My girlfriend just texted me to call her, but I want to tell you this.
Crap.
I have an unbelievable schedule. If I can sit down, if I have everything done that I have to do, if I can sit down, at 12:30, I have Young and the Restless. That's on to 1:30.
Right.
1:30 to 1 o'clock. 1:30 till 2 o'clock, I have Bold and Beautiful. 1 o'clock, I already recorded Days of Our Lives. So at 2 o'clock, I can put on Days of Our Lives, the recorded show. 3 o'clock is General Hospital. 4 o'clock is Ellen. 5 o'clock, I cook. My day is just... It's just beautiful. If I can do that, if I can sit down for that long, I always miss Young and the Restless because I'm doing something. So I watch that. I record that on Saturday night. I usually forget that one. But really, my day is full. But I find myself, Shiloh, I find myself at 2 o'clock before I watch Days, I find myself going to The Talk. I think that's pretty good.
I find it entertaining at least.
I do too.
Because I watch
it. I watched it a couple of times.
I watch
and
The
I
View.
Really? See, I have a problem with The View. It's just a little too, they're too on top of each other so much that there's nothing really getting done.
I like the person. I like The View. Maybe because I've been watching it for many years since it's been on.
Yeah.
So I like The View, and I do watch that at 11. But sometimes I don't because I'm doing something. But if I'm not doing anything, I sit down and watch it. I record it every day though. And at night, if I'm sitting here and there's nothing on, I watch The View. I don't know. Maybe it's habit. I hate when they talk over each other.
I love Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View. I love her. A lot of people don't.
She's not my favorite.
Yeah,
she's not my favorite because I'm a Democrat.
Thank you.
I am too. See, we get along, girl.
I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, I mean.
Me too.
You know, but Zoe sometimes is okay. But with me, Goldberg. Maybe it has been getting on my nerves. I don't know. Why?
I shouldn't say I don't like Elizabeth. Actually, I love Elizabeth. Elizabeth is a nice girl. She has a happy marriage.
Yeah.
She's a good girl. She went to Boston College, which is nice for me because I'm from Massachusetts,
yeah.
And she is a very nice girl. I don't agree with her at all politically, so...
Yeah.
I lost
followers because I have on my profile I'm a liberal Democrat and a liaison.
Okay, so did you guys? Wait, which one you live in Boston? Because they said it's supposed to snow this weekend in Boston and New York.
It's gonna snow, and you know how much we're getting? 2 inches. They're all flipping out. Everyone's flipping out.
What?
2 inches.
They
two
do
inches.
That in Kentucky too.
2 inches. In Boston, we're used to 31 inches or something like that.
I know. Wisconsin was that way, too.
They're flipping. Everyone's talking about the big storm.
Yeah, because I was watching ABC, you know, the World News at 6 o'clock tonight, and they were saying the big, you know, snowfall. And my cousin lives in Connecticut, and whenever it said it's going to snow really bad, my grandma